I love your mushroom, Drew.
It is huge, man.
What's poppin'? The Wednesday show is rolling from the DealsInTheD.com studios. Trudy's here.
Hey.
Mark, Brent, Don, and Joey. And Facebook Live is rocking. All those great comments, here they come. And there's a boner line today, too.
Hot.
Ooh, exciting.
Brandon, I think he went through hundreds of phone calls.
Yeah, got enough.
I feel like Brandon spent a lot of time listening to his fart conversation from yesterday.
I might have put something together for tomorrow's show.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was sitting here doing work, and I just heard him over there just laughing. I'm like, what is he listening to? So I opened my headphones up, and sure enough, it was the whole conversation yesterday.
He was laughing when I came down. He has headphones on. He was laughing, too. I think he's taking way too much delight in his farts.
Farts are good for us, though. That make us laugh.
Generally,
oh, no, they're
so
funny.
It's good for my tummy, too.
I just don't like how...
I mean, I'm concerned for him. In the last week where he has farted nonstop. They aren't fake farts. I mean, they're real. Isn't there a reason for concern when somebody farts that much?
I'm very concerned.
I'm okay.
I'm not even concerned about the fact that he has a trajectory towards the microphone every time now. I'm more concerned about him.
I know.
I appreciate that.
Submit a stool sample. Why is it a stool sample, by the way? Why isn't it just
a shit?
It's the only time it's referred to as stool.
Bring in a shit.
I think they must love the alliteration, doctors. Stool sample.
There's no good way of putting it, and it doesn't...
I don't know.
Whatever.
Sounds like a good punk band name, though.
Stool sample?
Yeah, we'll see stool sample! You're right. That's a great
name. Yeah.
Somebody ought to chew that up.
Gross.
He called the shit poop!
Is our lighting screwed up today?
Why? What's up?
Is there less lighting?
Yeah, it's dim for ambiance.
It is? Okay, I noticed.
Oh. Baby, won't you light my fire?
Facebook Live brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. Tequilas, 150 of them. Your Oasis for arts, beats, and eats. Mm-hmm. Yes. Got, of course, the great signature handcrafted cocktails, fresh from kitchen to table, Mexican fusion during the wild, wacky days of arts, beats, and eats. And all day.
My mother used to love to get a chili relleno there.
All days before, too. It's a great place to celebrate your birthday, rehearsal dinner, graduation party, wedding, or baby shower in their first class private mezzanine. Nice. It's in there. It's very nice. my favorite place to sit is near the upstairs window. Oh. And just look out on Royal Oak and people watch. And I was going to lead the show today by talking about the show.
Okay.
Because we have these crazy download numbers from the last really 7 or 8 shows that are so high I don't even believe them.
Yeah.
Good luck with the podcast.
I mean, how much does that suck when you're trying to get them somewhere and you're going, damn it, we just can't get there. And then they get so high, that can't be right.
No, it's been going that way. It just
Well, I've been trying to rationalize
it. It's better than if they were going the other way, going, I don't believe these numbers.
That's true, but you know, every time this sort of thing happens, I think back to when I worked at WROV in Roanoke, and we had those research people that were picking the music based on, they would turn in their call-in. You know how radio used to call out all the time on songs?
Yeah.
And so we had a pretty good book, and everybody's like, wow, that call-out, because they had added more people to call-out. And then they found out a couple of the call-out people ratted out the rest of them. They were doing any call-out. They were partying every night because they were part of the building and they were all alone and there was a door to get outside and they were smoking pot and drinking beer and having sex and just going nuts. Sounded like I wanted to be on the call-out team. It sounded like so much fun. But they weren't doing any call-out.
Wow.
So the numbers didn't mean anything. I mean, the radio numbers were real, but, I mean, it had nothing to do with them. So I think... Like, am I just looking at fake numbers and getting excited or bummed out based on something that's not real? Is there somebody, you know, who's doing the downloads who's just going, I'll just put this number down today?
Oh,
I've
thought that for years. My conspiracy theory for years. It's not
real. I don't believe that.
I mean, we know how ridiculous radio ratings are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you live and die by them, but, you know.
Back, are we, I wonder where we're at on this. Are we allowed to talk about that? When you had to write it down?
Oh, yeah, you can talk about that because it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah,
but
right.
That was so ridiculous.
Yeah, because people would just be like, whatever. Just, you know, fill it in at the end.
Yeah, and they would just write down their favorite people and just go, ah, pff, I listen to them all day, even though they're not on the air. Even though they're not on the air, I was listening to them all day.
Like any assignment that you do it at the very last minute.
Oh, boy. So, anyway, it was absolute madness the last week. And maybe
turn off the radio!
When we first were getting download numbers, they were, you know, I thought they were pretty good, actually. We were getting 40,000 or 30,000. And then certain people were saying, there's got to be more than that. Like, Gabara was one of the first ones. He said,
fake as hell.
It's like, how can I have all these people coming in here? Yeah. And I'm on radio stations that supposedly have 10 times as many people as that. And I don't have as many people.
Good point.
And I just thought, well, our people are really, really loyal. And then we found out that, oh, no, there were more people. There were more
I just don't want to believe the truth.
Or more like 100,000 or more. And then we got up into, you know, the 150,000 area, and I was kind of happy with that. And then, so what am I supposed to think when all of a sudden it's showing 311,000? 2 weeks after the average was, and granted, there was a mass, those two mass shootings, and then the Epstein suicide. And I have, you know, I look at these numbers a lot, and I go to the day to see what was going on. And a lot of times, a big current event like R. Kelly, the interview, that was one of them that I've noticed where, wow, we really ticked up when that happened. It makes sense.
That's stupid.
And nobody local talks about current events, by the way. I mean, I was on the FM dial this morning. Nobody. I mean, it's...
Well, I don't get that.
I don't either.
That would be boring to talk about other stuff.
Nobody understands it.
Well, you know...
My mom just joined Facebook Live.
Oh, good.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Mommy.
Everybody,
hi, Rosie.
Be on your best behavior, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, should I tell that story I was telling you, Trudy, about my mom?
Yeah, you should.
No, don't tell it while your mom's listening. She's going to get all bummed out.
She told me this. I should have her call in and tell the story.
I think she was rocking there.
I thought it was funny.
I have no idea what you guys are talking
about.
I'll
save it for another time.
Well.
Oh, my mother.
Anyway, these numbers... Kirk Gibson was on top of the Epstein suicide. That was obviously, I would expect that to be a good day.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
And it's 25,000 Facebook views, which is among the highest. But 319,000 on August 13th. How can that be? 281,000 the day before. 324,000 the day before that.
I don't believe you anymore.
I just, but Jason, our tech guy, has been consulted. He says, I know, I'm trying to prove that they're wrong, but I can't.
Well,
I know.
Zeus put us in different categories. Apple had a way of...
Apple changed something, Which
I'm aware of that, but could that really bring in that many people?
No, I don't think so.
No, no, we started...
If they were that deep into Apple, wouldn't they already know about us? It could help. I absolutely agree it could help.
We started charting high on Google again. I mean...
Are we on Google right now?
We've been in the 40s the last couple nights. Right now, probably not, but at night after we...
What is this going on and off? Why can't we stay on the Google Play charts?
They're changing their algorithm.
We're not on
more
there
synergy.
Now, are we? We're check. Never on there when I ask, by the way. I'm not sure it's true, except Brand sent me a screenshot because he knows I'm very skeptical.
We are not on there, no.
Fuck!
Hey, my mom's listening.
Oh, sorry, Rosie. What's up? Why are we on in the middle of the night and then not during the day?
I don't know.
I hate
these things. I've been studying a lot of
new episodes drop.
Hi, Mom. Where's my mom?
I've been looking at a lot of other shows, too, and I get so excited when I see a show. It's like, how can that show be ranked higher than us? And then I'll listen to it, and I'll go, that show's terrible. And then I look at the history, and I can see it's going down, and I feel so good.
But you got to act like you don't feel like that.
No, I don't. I exult in it because I see other shows that I can't believe they do that well, and they just rock along and whatever. A lot of radio shows on there now.
Oh, yeah. Every radio show basically just chops up their program and throws it on, and they're a podcast now.
And there are some that put their whole show on, and those are the ones that I'm really interested in because they're doing, you know, 5 days a week. They don't do six like we usually do, which hurts us because we get less on Saturday. But, you know, Kevin and Bean in Los Angeles, they put one out. It does well. We're in the neighborhood of these people, most of them.
I told you, Levitar puts out four a day. No, five a day, I'm sorry. One for each hour and a best of.
Who's that dude?
And they're killing it.
You know what made me really...
Most downloaded ESPN one.
Made me really mad. What's Dak Shepard's called?
Armchair Advisor.
Yeah, okay. There's a show called Armchair Experts Expert. There's like 10 slots behind us. I'm like, wait, that's the show about the show.
Ooh, well, someone should do a show about this show.
Oh, yeah, but I want to see where it lands.
what if it did better?
Well, that's okay. I don't care. Anyway, you know, it's just weird. You would think in this day you would just know anything. You would think there would be numbers you could really count on.
Well, and algorithms you can count on, too.
No, but
what you count on, though, is the interaction of the people who are on Facebook or listen with advertisers.
Yeah, the return on investment. Yeah.
That's
but
true.
The numbers are raw download numbers, period. I mean, they're probably more reliable than diaries.
Oh,
diarrheas, yeah.
I absolutely agree with that. Mm-hmm. In fact, today I was thinking, I should stop thinking these things because I know it's just a joke. That we should be included in the local radio ratings. If you took the minutes of listenership to this podcast, I guarantee you we could compete with a lot of shows that would probably surprise people.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Make that happen.
Well, it's not going to happen.
Why not? I mean, it's legitimate.
Well, if they were able to charge podcasts to get the ratings, because you know how much they charge, which is insane for the shit job they do.
Yeah.
Don't agree with me.
You, that's all you care about.
Well, no, they don't. No, absolutely not.
I forgot we are on the radio on Saturday and Sunday, but we're not today. This won't make the cut, by the way, I predict.
Good. Oh, really? We might put it in there.
Maybe not.
My mom just wrote, I'm prepared for bad words and stories when I listen. When it gets too gross, I turn it off. She never hears gross stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so other good news from...
I guess mom do knows best.
Yep.
If the numbers are good news, the other good news is that the basement drain, they tried to snake it, and it looks like the line may have collapsed, which it doesn't seem like the line always may have collapsed. Do you always hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was wondering, too, after
That's standard plumbing 101, isn't it? Tell them the drain that it may have collapsed.
Yeah, there's no way of you proving it.
I know. What are you going to go? And I don't think so.
Well, come on. Your house sucks.
So to that point, I thought it was really funny because I was sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, did he just prepare Drew for the worst? Was that like the worst?
Kind of did.
I ran up to tear up your driveway.
I didn't mind that. I mean, I'd rather know the worst.
Because then from there on, everything's good news.
Yeah, I'm a worst case scenario kind of guy.
Yeah, but what if they had to tear up all the stuff that they just did?
I know.
I asked him that. He said, no, he thinks it goes out to the driveway.
Oh.
So we just had to tear up your driveway.
That's tearing up the driveway, though, which is more expensive.
Yeah, exactly. But it's fixed.
So anyway, then they brought in the heavy duty snake and it cut through.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's allegedly. I know, that was pretty cool.
Allegedly,
There was a plastic bag with crap in it in the line. It's like, how did that get in there? How did that get in there?
Wait, you flushed it?
Can that be? He cut through it. No, I didn't flush a plastic bag with stuff in it.
It's not the same drain either.
No, I guess not.
It went down that hole somehow.
Anyway, as we were talking about this today, I was thinking, you know, they really should teach you this in school, like how the drains, you know, how it all, and then I realized that I wouldn't have paid attention. I would have said, I don't care about this. I'm not listening. So I guess
the only time you learn that stuff is when something bad happens.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's costly.
But isn't there stuff? I mean, isn't there so many?
Only house sucks.
It does. It blows. Especially when your house sucks.
Yeah. I want somebody to buy my house so I can just live in it. And they'll just
rent it out to you?
Yeah. Deal. Yeah.
Oh, you rent it from them?
Yes. I want to rent my house.
Not a bad idea. We'll invest the proceeds.
Yeah.
And you can rent it out.
That's a nice place.
Somebody has to come fix my front picture window that has the looks like it got shot out. So I look kind of gangster.
Oh,
actually.
They did fix it?
Not yet. I think that's going to be expensive, so I keep holding off.
Mm-hmm. How big is the window?
It's pretty big. It's like a picture window.
Oh, yeah. Do you care to guesstimate the size of the window?
6 feet by 6 feet, I'd say.
What?
That is a big window. Yeah, that's going to be...
Just put cardboard and tape it.
No, oh, I can't.
Yeah, like the guy in Cops.
Yeah, duct tape some cardboard.
What did he have? He had a duct taped...
sign that said no
license
tags.
Lost or tags lost.
Yeah.
Maybe I could... You know how they have those fake bullet holes that they put on cars? I'll put like a fake bullet hole over the actual bullet hole so that it looks like... Yeah. And that'll cover it.
What possibilities here? Could somebody
genius!
Somebody in the window business, please let us know approximately what Trudy's new window will cost so we can objectively look at the situation?
Right.
Do you feel endangered by the...
I think I maybe should do something about it before winter.
Okay.
It's kind of my deadline.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Hey, is anybody worried about the deficit?
No. I've never been.
You know, it feels like nobody worries about the deficit anymore.
No, I know.
I'm worried about it.
Are you? Brandon, are you worried about the deficit?
Not really, because I can recall years ago when it was big under Obama, and people kept saying, you know, they were so worried about it then.
Well, it's aren't the people worried about it, the people that were not the party in power?
Yeah.
Isn't that really what it's
about?
It's
always been more an issue of the right than the left.
Are we talking about the deficit or the recession that's coming?
The deficit.
Deficit.
You know, they have
I'm worried about the recession that's
big
coming.
Signs
I'm worried about that.
Add up as it's
going. I don't worry about it.
Well, you know, don't then I'll have to get a third job.
I just want to fast forward to the end of it. I hate going through it. I don't
do you feel like the fear of the recession is actually bad for the economy right now?
It is. It is. And there's a lot of written about it.
Here it is. Here's the usdebtclock.org.
Ah, boy.
And you can watch it. Boop, 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 boop. Right now,
well, most of that money we owe to ourselves, so who cares?
$22 trillion and counting.
Look at it going up.
Yeah, it's got total personal debt, so everybody's personal
is
debt.
Is that like $250,000 we just owed additionally?
As we're talking, it just keeps going up.
So crazy.
No problem.
That makes me feel better, though, everybody's in the same boat, so.
Yeah.
I want to know what nerd created this.
The reason I asked was because Trump, you know, this recession talk, I agree with you, Mark. I don't like it when people just start, because I think a lot of people go, oh, time to batten down the hatches.
Yeah.
And they stop spending. And, you know, some people, not everybody, some people don't care. They'll spend all the time. I can't believe the way some people spend money. It's like, oh, my God, on sale, on sale, on sale. Oh, I couldn't pass it up. You know, but then you have some people that are always concerned, more conservative, and I'm one of those people. So,
ooh.
Well, I don't think it deserves an ooh. It's not very exciting. I kind of wish I was.
It's admirable.
No.
I wish I was one of those more spendy, worry later people, but I've never been that way. Anyway, with all this talk, like the New York Times did a big piece on it. The Washington Post did a big piece on it. It's like how this recession will happen, one of those things.
Well, we're overdue, which is why.
Oh, no,
so
we're way overdue. Right? This is a, you know, if honestly, I will say this and go ahead and crush me if you must. I think if Trump had not been president and, you know, virtually, well, I don't know, but the tariffs aren't necessarily good for the economy.
Not at all.
But they could be in the end.
That's right.
I mean,
I'm
predicting an October surprise where it all either works out or he says it works out,
yeah.
Removes them, and the stock market takes a big bump. I mean, he always has that in his back pocket. Not that I necessarily believe that anyone knows what will happen either way, even him or anyone or any of his experts, but just a thought there. Anyway, all the talk is scary. And then the deficit, the reason I brought it up was because Trump the other day said, I want to have a tax cut, a payroll tax cut.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, another tax cut? It's only been...
Well, like to keep spending going. But
right.
Spending's still pretty high. So
but if you have a tax cut,
spending.
Then the deficit grows. But then if you watch the Democratic side, it's like, hey, well, forget all these loans. Free college. Yeah. Free health care for illegal immigrants. That's the one that just blew my mind. Free college. I mean, just like
my
everybody...
My tax dollars at work!
If you're going to win, you got to offer up something. So, I mean, I'm assuming that the deficit is just no longer a concern at all, because
no,
otherwise you wouldn't offer all these things.
No.
You wouldn't bring them up.
Not until a Democratic president comes into power, whether that's in 2020 or 2024, and then you'll hear the other side talk about how out of control it is.
Well,
because you need to be more fiscal, and I understand that. I understand that argument, but it doesn't seem to matter.
You know, the last time...
I don't think it matters at all.
Maybe
I'm
crazy.
Care less about the deficit.
But if my memory serves me correctly, wasn't at the end of Clinton's presidency, wasn't the deficit going down significantly?
Yeah.
That's not that long ago.
Nope.
Yeah. Where'd that money go?
Well, 9/11 happened, and
spending.
That's right. Oh boy.
Yeah, $2 trillion. $2.3 trillion on a war that made no sense.
Right.
Oh well.
It made sense at the time to a lot of people because they were upset at what happened.
Well, to go into Iraq didn't make a lot of sense.
The,
I would have gone into Saudi Arabia can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
What a joke.
Well, 16 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia, weren't they?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't try to kill his dad.
Right,
Saddam
exactly.
Saddam tried to kill his dad.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Seemed like a lot of money and not much accomplished. I guess Iraq's doing well now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Everything's wonderful.
It's paradise.
Everyone's got freedom and liberty. And,
exactly.
Yeah. So, okay. I'll buy.
Do you think the people of Iraq would prefer that never happened?
You know, that's a great question.
Because remember for a while they didn't have electricity or it would just go out. Kind of like living here with TTE, but it would just go out every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But not that often. But now it's like, you know, half the day. It's like North Korea, right?
It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, the dictator that runs this country, he might, you know, gas a couple people of a different ethnicity up north, but
he kept
my
power's
on and my trash is getting picked up.
Well, look at Warren, Michigan.
It's really how it affects each individual.
Look at Warren, Michigan. Jim Fouts.
Get stuff done. Really,
his opponent, by the way, wants to come on the show.
Okay. Who's his opponent?
I can't think of her name. It's a female that's running against him. You know, he won the primary, and she's going to face him in the larger election.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So, I'd like to have her on.
Is she dateable? Like, is she in his age range for him?
She's a little old.
No.
I think he might, I think he might think she's dried up.
Oh.
No, wait. How old is he, say?
I don't know. Let's listen to the fake tape again.
Can we play it, please, to make that clear?
I think I want to date a fucking 60-year-old hag. Yeah. Fuck that shit. I'm not interested in any old ugly hag. I think after a certain age, they're all dried up, washed up, burned out.
Okay, he said a certain age.
No, that was not me on the tape. Well, that was a manufactured, engineered tape by, you can do it by Adobe Stuff Player.
Wait, didn't he say 60 at the beginning of that?
Yes, he did.
I love when people email and they spell Adobe Selimaflare because it's
Adobe
spelled. It's kind of like spelling Mel spelling.
Yes, yeah. Care.
Monkey Mobile Mel spelling. There's so many different spellings for things Mel says.
Care.
I have a theory about why he met so many dried up women.
Why?
Because he needs to look in the mirror.
But Trudy, his woman is like 29. She's 29 years old. Yeah.
Well,
no, you're right.
Okay, in her case, she might have an involuntary thing going on, but
the lady running against him, is it Christina?
Yeah, I think it's Christina. Yeah. She's DM'd me.
She's got three little kids.
She's very cute.
Yeah, I don't think she's. I don't want to speculate
for
her.
What?
No. Speculate on that. No, I think she's younger than
National
than
Guard.
The mayor is referring to as being dried up. I think she would. She would pass the lubrication test.
He would dry anyone up.
She should use that.
My theory.
That's a great point. She should say that.
Yes. Use it back on him. I know.
You know, we could have a debate.
Dried up either.
We could probably come up with some great campaign slogans for
her. Yeah. Chimpanzees.
Fouts. Oh. He'd dry any woman up. I think he would.
Oh, hell yeah.
But his constituents love him.
Because he gets stuff
done.
He
does get stuff done. Yeah. No,
they don't care about the other stuff because it doesn't affect them.
Well, a lot of them are the dried-up people. Like, what was her name? Well,
she backed him up. She's not
dried
up.
She insists she's not dried up.
Isn't Warren really a microcosm of the United States now? I mean, in some ways, you know, you're not going to catch... there's no tape of Trump saying anything like Fouts said, but, I mean, there's a lot of people going, well, yeah, I wish he'd shut up, but he's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, there's got
to
be a lot of people saying that because I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out what the percentage is who are always Trumpers because the never Trumpers, I think, are bigger. But I think there's enough people sort of who aren't always Trump who go, the economy's pretty important.
It's probably 30%
that are always Trumpers.
Yeah, don't you think no matter what it is?
I don't think it's.
Can you believe it?
Maybe it is because, you know, an approval rating is not the same thing as an always Trump.
There's probably 10% that will just vote for him because he's the party's candidate, right? Because there's always about 40% on each side.
No matter
who the candidate is, they're just going to vote down the party.
Yeah, but he's
line.
Not.
MAGA.
I still don't think of him as a Republican all the time. I mean, he's just kind of Trump. He's his own category.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
He's his own brand. But, all right, well, we got plenty going on today. A boner line. No word from Jeffrey Felix yet, huh?
Not yet.
No.
And I feel we've been remiss in not having the man who guarded the juice on the show after the Epstein situation. Because he would know so much.
A prison guard.
Yeah, he guarded the juice, Trudy. He guarded the most important prisoner in the world.
Successfully.
Before Jeffrey Epstein.
I know.
Was there any prisoner more important? El Chapo was important.
The juice!
I'm sure he has some thoughts on it. By the way, the shooter in El Paso is under suicide watch.
Oh. Well, they should transfer him to Manhattan Central so he could kill himself.
Yeah, exactly, Judy. Same page. Hashtag same page.
By the way, on Epstein and his egg-shaped penis, Bill Gates was asked why he was on Lolita 1 in 2016. And apparently he won't answer that question. And I think it's because of fear of Melinda, not because of anything that happened.
Oh, yeah.
And what was he doing on the jet without Melinda?
Mm-hmm.
What, can you imagine if he said, you know, Melinda, I would love to. And he went, I don't think so, Bill. As soon as he says Melinda, its trip is over. Forget it. Get off Lolita 1.
Yeah, we decided to cancel it.
She's the biggest Lolita 1 buzzkill in the world.
Maybe she lied to him, or he lied to her about where he was going.
Someplace she didn't want to go or something?
Yeah, like, I ain't got this boring meeting. You don't need to go.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe he was firm with her, you know?
Sometimes you got to remind the hen the rooster is.
I don't think so.
He never would have made it on that plane.
He didn't go to the island, did he? Or did he go to the island?
I don't know. Is it possible that Bill Gates would like Lolita 1?
He's
with Melinda Gates.
No way.
Oh, come on, all those Silicon Valley
people. He's so sheepish. He's no Bezos.
I don't think so. I know, Bezos. You see him at his bash with Katy Perry and Lil Nas X or whatever his name is?
Yeah, with his jacket on.
So old.
Dick. People are so mad at that party, too.
Well, you know, I understand what they're saying. What they're saying is, okay, this asshole threw a party for 45,000 employees at the Tacoma Dome. No, not the Tacoma Dome. At the Seattle, was it the basketball arena? What is it?
I don't know what it is.
45,000 Amazon employees went to a concert with Katy Perry and Lil Nas X. And they look like they were having a ball. But, you know, he does have a lot of hourly employees that don't have health care. I'm surprised that that flies. I'm surprised that he lets that fly.
He doesn't pay taxes?
No, he makes $179 billion. He's the richest man in the world. Amazon made $179 billion. They paid no taxes. And they have employees without health care? Really? I think that sucks.
Pretty weird.
I can make that much money in 5 seconds.
I think that's at least reprehensible.
Cool. At least he looks so cool. Check him out, Trudy. Look how cool Bezos looks. Yeah.
I don't think he's wearing a vest.
Well, no, because he had to put Lil Nas X's jacket on.
Oh, my God.
Cool. You know, it's
neat.
Dude, it does not undorkify you to put on that jacket.
Do you think he was the MC of that event, too?
It looked like he was. He walked out.
Where is the video? There is audio.
There's audio of him talking to Lil Nas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, here.
I, too, am very, very wealthy. I'm also an orphan. My dad ran out on me when I was just a kid. All he left was a batch of hepatitis on the toilet seat.
That's true.
So they bonded.
That is true. That's so funny.
There's got to be some audio of that thing, right?
Well, there's audio of Katy Perry talking to him, I guess.
Yeah, let's hear it.
See, I think this is right when he tried on Lil Nas X's jacket.
This jacket is awesome. Ooh, and it's tighter than dick skin.
Is there any real audio of Bezos? Because I want to hear
it. I'll look.
I don't see it.
There's got to be. What, did he scrub the internet?
Does anybody know what he sounds like?
Yeah, we know what we know it sounds like when he's getting it off. Sanchez. When he's getting off.
Oh, yeah. Right, of course.
Play the whole thing.
No. Alert Crystal.
First. Oh, there he is. Is that him?
Look, it's empty. There are seats available in the upper deck.
This is Katy Perry talking at the concert. This is the only video I can find.
Boring.
She's so dumb. No one wants to see her.
I know, he gets this tired act.
Oh, here it is. I found some. Hang on. It's got to load up.
By the way, what kind of selection of talent is that for that show?
I know. Here you go. You ready?
Pick them, yeah.
Oh, come on. It's got Instagram.
If they could afford anyone.
From his Instagram, he's walking out on stage and everyone's going nuts. What a cult. The first comment underneath it is, another step closer to world domination. Look at him, Trudy.
Oh, my God.
His sleeves rolled up.
Oh. Is that penis in a button-up shirt?
Yeah.
There he is, Drew.
I hope he sounds like that South Park version.
Are you guys having fun?
What?
Having fun. Me too.
Hashtag
Battlefield Party sucks.
We had another great Prime Day. I remember it was just a little over 20 years ago. I was driving all the packages to the post office myself.
Hey!
That wasn't that long ago. And when I look out at this crowd.
After 20 years.
I am in awe
of myself.
Of what you guys do.
Because
in
of
awe.
Me, Jeff Bezos.
What of what you guys do.
Well, if you're in awe, why don't
for
you
no
pay
health
more?
Insurance.
Not just on Prime Day, but every day. The curiosity, the passion, the hard work, everything that I see when I get to work with you guys.
If they work that hard, why don't you give them health care?
It's just amazing to me, and it's awe-inspiring.
I wonder how many people
so
he can name in that crowd.
Much.
Aren't they making $15 an hour?
Yeah, the warehouse people. These are all the corporate people. Well, now I know that Jeff Bezos has an Instagram. I'm going to be busy for a few minutes.
Not expect him to sound like that.
Oh, this could be Felix. Okay, let me take care of this.
So excited.
The dog days of summer are here. That can only mean one thing. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is on fire with their summer clearance event. The all-new 2020 model's on the way in, so let's get the 19s out. That means the lowest of the low lease payments on your next ride from Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Here is the summer clearance event. Lease a new 19 Jeep Compass as low as $166 a month, or a 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $248 a month. And if you like Ram trucks, and everybody likes Ram trucks, lease a 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Big Horn Edition as low as $149 a month. During Zot's summer clearance event, the longer you wait, the fewer low-priced rides you'll have to choose from. So don't delay. So if there's soon to not be massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Yaldo offering $1,500 off on LASIK. How about that?
How about that?
Is it Felix?
Cool.
Yes.
Oh, cool. I'm so pumped. He guarded the juice. Why didn't he guard Epstein?
He should have.
I mean, after all the success guarding the juice, you would think they would have said only one man can guard Epstein, Jeffrey Felix. He guarded the juice.
Specialist.
Successfully.
And the juice is an athletic guy. He could have gotten away.
Mm-hmm.
Be hard to control. Is that the Hall Financial Hotline?
Yes.
Oh, cool. click the link on. I thought Felix hung up.
Nope.
Always taken in by that.
I know I am. You're right. That's ridiculous, Trudy. Click the link to All Financial on the Drew and Mike website. I'm so fired up for Felix. Click the link, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you fast about saving you money on a refi. Meanwhile, we're talking about Dr. Yaldo, weren't we? Yes. LASIK surgery gives people better than 20/20 vision frequently. If not, 20/20 will do. Then there's the multifocal lens exchange procedures that eliminates reading glasses of those 45 and over to go along with 20/20 or far better vision, and $1,500 off!
Whoa.
Takes a few minutes. It's painless. You get to throw all that crap away, all the glasses, readers, all that BS. Go to Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. Tell them Drew Mike sent you for $1,500 off. Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
No jailbreak when Jeffrey Felix is guarding the...
Oh, we could have used Jailbreak by Thin Lizzy.
Oh, that too.
Well, just a thought. What was that song, by the way? I didn't know what song
it was. AC/DC Jailbreak.
Oh, that was Jailbreak?
Yeah,
okay.
Dude.
Jeffrey Felix, who guarded the juice, and the author of Guarding the Juice, is on the phone with us live. Jeffrey.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it going this afternoon?
Very well, and I'm glad you sound so confident, because I know you've probably been outraged and hurt by what happened with Jeffrey Epstein having guarded the juice for all those years. You must have been stunned by this.
Well, obviously their administration wasn't ready for Mr. Epstein to show up at the prison, because, you know, he should have been single-celled, camered up, should have had suicide blankets, suicide smock, double-guarded. I don't understand how they can make a mistake, and when we're talking about the Fed.
Can you tell us what a suicide?
It's not even a state.
Can you tell us what a suicide smock is? Because you're making so many great points right now. I can't even keep up with them all. What's a suicide smock?
A suicide smock is like a blanket that the inmate can live in without being able to kill himself with it. He can't rip it. He can't take the sheets apart and hang himself. That's what they use in Guantanamo Bay. Gitmo Bay uses those,
They're actually
made by a company called Ferguson Products out of Santa Cruz, California.
Why are you plugging Ferguson Products?
Yeah, they didn't guard the juice.
You got stock in Ferguson Products?
Just knows this, though.
But
why did you say he should have been double guarded? I mean, juice. I mean, you didn't double guard the juice.
Yeah, nobody else has a book called Guarding the Juice.
Well, you guys got to understand, you're in with the juice. You're in a state correctional center. With Mr. Epstein, you were in like a passing through, you know, like an intake unit.
Well, I don't understand that.
County.
What does that
mean?
Well,
the thing is that you don't know if the officer could be compromised. If there's two officers there, it's much harder to become compromised with two officers, especially him being like a billionaire.
Oh, so he, because he had the trial coming up. So if he was convicted, he'd be moved like...
yeah, but the juice was guarded in an intake position, too, and they didn't seem to have any problem with that.
Yeah, but that wasn't when Jeffrey was guarding the juice.
No, I know. He was not guarding the juice then, but somebody was successfully guarding the juice.
Well, that's not 100% correct. About four or five people lost their jobs at High Desert Correctional Center over the juice being there.
What?
Well, see, at least they took guarding the juice seriously, whereas guarding Jeffrey Epstein apparently was no big deal. They just were slacks about it. They had one guy who was not a correctional guard. They said he shouldn't have even been working, but there was so much overtime going on. Then they claim they both fell asleep. Now, do you believe that?
Okay, I'm not one of those guys that, you know, believe in these conspiracy theories, but it's kind of hard to believe that, but a captain could let Jeffrey Epstein, a billionaire, into his prison, into his correctional center, and not up the level of the level of
security
confinement on. Yeah, security. The security level should have been as high as it could be because, as you could tell, as soon as something happened to Epstein, the warden was placed under administrative leave and sent to a different institution. He knew.
Jeffrey, as the man who guarded the juice, if you fell asleep in the middle of the night while you were guarding the juice and he killed himself, would the warden, he wouldn't be reassigned. Wouldn't he just be blown out?
Well, if something happened to OJ in the 9 years or 7 years he was at Lovelock, the warden probably would have been relieved of duty. More
absolutely.
Than likely.
Is it a gal, a female? It's a female, isn't it? It's a guy.
We don't know.
Well, they were reassigned. They won't even tell us. I haven't even seen the person's name, which makes me feel like there's something weird going on.
I've seen the name.
Fishy.
The reason why you brought up female is because the first person was incorrectly pointed as a female, and that was wrong. It was the person they originally got was incorrect.
Okay. I don't read it a lot. And the two guards that fell asleep haven't even been interviewed yet.
Well, you got to remember, I think... When Epstein went to jail, when he was denied his bail and all that other stuff, his house arrest, I told all my buddies that cat's not going to last 10 days. I said, you know, I'm not a conspiracist, but I told him that if the Clintons want him, the Clintons are going to get him. You guys watch Breaking Bad, right?
Oh, so
show Breaking Bad.
Yes, I did.
The Clintons, so you're a Clinton one, you don't think Trump did it?
Well, I think the Clintons have some guy like Mike working for him. Remember him from Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ermintrout.
Yeah. Yes, you got a cat like that working for you. He can get anywhere and get anything done he wants to do. But the Clintons have.
He wasn't the one who killed all those guys in prison, Jeffrey.
No, but he has access. All those cats have ways in and ways out.
Well, did that ever happen when you were guarding the juice? Did anybody else get murdered? Did anybody get murdered? God forbid.
We had a couple of in-house, you know, deaths.
Yeah.
I don't know what ended up happening to him, but
well, you're busy.
You remember Lovelock is 90 miles out in the middle of nowhere. It was very well administered. So things like that. That's why they ended up putting the juice out there at Lovelock.
I should mention, we're talking to Jeffrey Felix, author of Guarding the Juice. And in fact, have you been interviewed? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but have you been interviewed by anyone else about this situation with Epstein or Epstein, as you call him occasionally?
No, I've had about four or five people make contact with me, but I haven't returned anybody else's phone calls.
Oh, we get the exclusive.
Are you laying low because you fear for yourself because you could break this conspiracy wide open, having guarded the juice?
The way I look at it, it could be the Clintons trying to get to him, but with all due respect, Bill and Hillary, hey, I'm a big Hillary fan back in the day. Don't whack me just because of my opinion. Please, don't put me as a Clinton body count, for God's sake.
You think Hillary's coming for you?
Well, hopefully Hillary's not going to come for me. I did donate to her in 2007.
Wow.
Hopefully she doesn't use that money to come hire someone to come get me.
Oh, how ironic that would be.
That was before the Guarding the Juice windfalls, too, when he donated.
That is correct.
And by the way, you measure the success of Guarding the Juice by the number of cruises you've been able to take from the profits. How many cruises have you made off Guarding the Juice?
Maybe three or four so far.
When was your last one?
About back in February, went to the Panama Canal. My son and I went to the Panama Canal.
Nice. Now, do the publishers just send you tickets for a cruise, or do they actually send you the money and then you buy the cruise?
Yeah, they just send a checkout. They just send the quarterly royalties out.
When's the next cruise?
I have no idea. I haven't planned one yet.
Start selling some books.
Now, yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Sell a few books?
Yep. Amazon.com, Guarding the Juice.
That is correct.
Yes.
Are you still, is the book selling, is, have sales gone up since the Epstein situation?
I don't know, because the quarterly royalties came out a few months ago, so I haven't seen anything since the Epstein situation.
I think it'll help.
Should.
Yeah, it can't hurt, right?
If so nothing else, well, people, the MCC should be reading it. Or the MCC? Yeah, that's where he goes.
That's true, yeah.
Not guard.
And they should have hired me for one of those guys, a consultant, to make sure nothing happens to them.
Wait, Jeffrey.
That'd be a cake job, wouldn't it?
Jeffrey, are you?
It would unless the Clintons made contact and told me what to do. Then it would be a...
Follow the money.
Are you on Twitter, Jeffrey? Do you have a Twitter account?
Yeah, but I really don't go on there very often, but I am on Twitter.
Why don't you start guarding the juice on Twitter? Because, you know, he tweets all the time. You can comment right away.
Yeah.
Say, I'm still guarding you, and then put a link to your book and something witty.
And
wow.
And like and retweet all of his postings.
Yeah. Yeah, I guarded the juice.
He'll feel like a little bit threatened.
Yeah, well, I'll follow you and retweet you all the time.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All of us will. I'll get at least 100,000 worth of retweets, I promise.
You could troll the juice, and then you can blast this conspiracy theory wide open, because no one's done that yet on Twitter.
Yeah, obviously the Clintons weren't out to get O.J., so because if they were, they would have got him, right?
Well, no, they wouldn't have, because you were guarding the juice. They couldn't get by you.
Nobody can get the juice.
Well, everybody's got their price, right, guys? I mean, everybody can be bought.
A couple cruise ships. They'll make you diamond members, and they can just slide by you and kill the juice.
Just slide by. I don't see anything like Sergeant Schultz, right?
Exactly. I know nothing. Yeah.
What about shouldn't there be a videotape of him hanging himself? I mean, what's up with that? This guy's a billionaire. We've been dying to get him for how many years? 17 years. He should have been had that long ago. We finally got this MF-er, and there's no videotape in his cell. What the hell is that?
So do you guys believe he hung himself, or do you guys think he had help hanging himself?
I don't know. I'm talking to the author of Guarding the Juice. I'm counting on you to tell me.
I have a feeling he got help. I have a feeling that, you know, something was going on. They're already covering everything up. They're already making up excuses. The guy was sleeping. He's not a real officer. Mm. You know, we were shorthanded that day. You know, these guys have more excuses than a virgin has. You know what I'm saying?
What? Wait, a virgin? Does a virgin have excuses?
Yeah, so they always have excuses.
I got a headache. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guarding the
juice. I don't know you well enough yet.
They're in the rag 20 days a month.
At least 20 days a month. The days that you hang out are the days that you're doing that.
Well, he would have heard all of those virgin excuses a couple of times at least.
Oh, she went there.
No doubt about that. Yeah, I'm sure he did hear that. Oh, boy.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Well, Jeffrey, this is outstanding commentary, and I got to say
Area 51?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you near Area 51?
Yeah, I put myself down as one of those ones interested in going. So my youngest boy, my 18-year-old, thinks we're going to be going to that. It's a good possibility.
Would you be our consultant if you go? Can we talk to you on the phone daily?
Absolutely. If I'm out there, I'll send you guys some FaceTime stuff, and I'll do some 360 shots. I'll take care of you guys.
Though I did hear that they're worried about the cell towers. They think so many people, 35,000 to 40,000 people, are going to go there in a county that only has a couple thousand. They believe that all those cell phones showing up are going to shut down the cell phone grid.
Need a satellite phone, Jeffrey.
Area 51 doesn't have cell phone connectivity. Come on. Come on.
Jeffrey, do you have the connections to get your own cell tower?
Probably not. I probably have to sell a lot more books to get a cell tower. And I probably wouldn't invest in a cell tower out there as well. More than likely, that's not a very solid investment.
Right.
As of now, you're our official reporter for Area 51. Yes.
No problem. I'm there for you guys. Awesome. Always there for you guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And
Plug the book again. What's the name of the book?
Guarding the Juice, available at Amazon.com.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Jeffrey.
We read it. Yeah.
Great
you guys have a great day, and thanks for putting me on.
You do.
Thank you, Jeffrey. We
appreciate
it.
Bye-bye. Appreciate
Jeffrey Epstein,
it.
Author.
Jeffrey Epstein. Come on.
Jeffrey Felix.
Don't say that.
Author of Guarding the Juice. Jeffrey Epstein never did anything that incredible.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. This morning, I'm going to talk about a couple of things. First, about what's going on in Dallas. Come on, guys. Look.
Come on, guys.
I negotiated about four of my own football contracts and numerous contracts.
They're probably terrible.
Off the football field in the commercial world. And one thing I can tell you, when you're negotiating contracts, it's about the money. And as long as you keep it about, the,
it's
money,
about the money,
it's fine. Now, I'm an Ezekiel Elliott fan. I think anybody who's watched me on Twitter knows that. But in this case, I'm 100% on Jerry Jones's side. The man was telling a joke. It wasn't that funny,
you agree,
maybe.
We all agree,
but
with
that's
juice.
All he was doing was kidding. He's proven that he has supported Ezekiel through a lot of drama over the last two or three years. And I think he has the utmost respect for Ezekiel. One thing I do know.
Ezekiel.
You can fight over money. And once that contract is settled, you shake hands and you move on. But once you make it personal, that hurt doesn't move on. Oh. People carry that resentment.
Next thing you know, you're killing them and their waiter.
So guys, let's keep it about the money. Also, let me
if
talk
anybody
about
knows
basketball.
About hurt moving on and told
you. Probably my favorite announcer, Jalen Rose, talking about the Lakers. And
I'm sure,
you know,
Jalen loves
fan.
The plug.
I grew up watching Wilt and Al Allen and Guy Rogers and those guys. But living in L.A. for 33 years, I became a Laker fan. And I'd like nothing better than see the two of those teams play in the Western Championship.
What about the Buffalo franchise with Ernie DiGiorio?
He was saying that Dwight Howard may
the
not
Clippers
be
now.
Able to become a 12-minute
The Buffalo Braves.
They became the Clippers.
Ernie D. Who is his forward on that team?
A future Hall of Famer may not afford him...
is that McAdoo?
The fuck is he talking about here?
To accept that. I disagree. I think it's up to you. You want to play 25 minutes?
Come on, turn
the
murder.
The Lakers would like nothing better to see that old Dwight Howard out there scoring 17 to 20 points and double-digit rebounds a game.
I can argue with
so,
you on Twitter, too.
Hey, good luck. Take care. God bless.
Don't murder no one.
Wait, Bob McAdoo, he's way too old for that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hello, Juice?
No.
Yeah.
Is Juice there?
Juice, what's going on, man?
Who's calling?
It's Drew and Mike.
Wow.
I love the other one with the Costas line.
He was the number two overall pick with the Buffalo Braves. I'm so redeemed.
Yeah, but nobody challenged you on it.
I challenged myself.
Well, I know. During the Jeffrey Felix interview, I pulled Trudy aside to look at some Bezos Instagram pictures.
Oh, God.
Because, oh, my God, are they the best.
Is he pumping iron?
Drew,
his version of it.
You would honestly think they were photoshopped. Here's one of Bezos leaning against one of his Blue Origin things. He's got a cowboy hat and cowboy boots in the
cut
jeep.
Out, Bezos. Yeah.
And he's
you
so
like what you see, huh?
Private. He's 16/8.
He wrote, the lucky boots worked again. Huge kudos and thanks to the entire Blue Origin team. Let's see.
He's a beautiful man.
Let me show you some other dumb pictures. They were really funny. Here he is.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
Here he is in his jammies.
Oh, get out of there.
Why am I wearing pajamas to an Amazon board meeting?
He's
September
really oddly shaped, isn't he?
Wear that outfit.
Hey, he looks
again.
Like a penis.
He is. There's no way this chick digs him.
Look at those
no
pajamas,
way she's into him.
Too, by the way, as if Bezos sleeps in those.
Look how long his neck is there. Is his neck that long?
You know Lauren Sanchez gets excited about his wallet.
That's
and nothing
all.
Else. There's no way she could be with Tony Gonzalez to Bezos. There's no way.
What's
it's not possible. You can't
at?
Get nailed by Tony Gonzalez. Not that I'm like into getting nailed by Tony Gonzalez. And then get nailed by Jeff Bezos and act like you like Bezos.
Here he is standing in front of a poster for the movie Rampage.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to look tough in that picture,
yeah.
too.
Let me see.
I love
he's
Dwayne
a part
Johnson,
of that.
Still working on my smolder.
You like what you see, huh?
There's all right, here comes the
there's
one
something
that made me
so
laugh
fun about us. Laughing at the richest man in the world.
Here's the
because
the
he would have no
dorkiest.
Friends if he had no money.
Yeah.
No, he wouldn't.
Look at this
he
picture
wouldn't.
Of him.
A dorkiest.
He's walking with a dog robot in his vest. Taking my new dog for a walk at the Mars conference.
No! It's North Face for rich guys.
Oh,
vest.
Bezos.
One of them. So guess how many
Bezos!
Followers? Guess how many followers Bezos has on Instagram?
I'm gonna say 10 million.
993,000.
That's all?
And so and that's what one of the comments was under the little Nas X, that posting with him wearing the jacket. Someone wrote, when the richest man on earth has less than a million followers. The other great comment was, I can't tell if you took his jacket or if you took your pants. Because he's wearing those pants.
Oh, Bezos.
Oh, God. Just look at Bezos' Instagram. It's endless hilarity.
That reminds me when you said comments. Somebody had a great comment. The Larry King story.
Oh,
the Larry King divorce.
Did you see the update on that?
Yeah, this is fascinating. It sounds like his wife, Sean, is acting like, you know what? He's dying, yep. So I'm not going to contest the divorce because he's dying. You know, it's crazy. And the other side is that she apparently was asking him to make some adjustments to his will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. While he laid in a bed in a hospital. Now, wouldn't you think Larry King knew what he wanted to do before, you know, wouldn't you think he would already have known how he wanted his money to go?
Yeah. He's preparing to die.
So apparently that was that was it. And there's something I love about this, him saying, fuck you. You fucked me for the last 22 years, and now you're getting fucked.
Yep. Yeah, she said that she was.
If you married me for the money, you said you didn't, so I'm not going to leave you any money. You can prove it.
And of course, now her side, this is really shitty. Now her side is saying, he did have a heart attack. Because remember, they denied that when he had the heart attack?
But isn't that kind of comical that do we really believe that she was madly in love with Larry King?
No.
I don't. I never did. And now here he is on his deathbed going, I love the way you fucked me, sucked me, everything to me for the last 22 years. You said you didn't love me for my money. You said it was really me, so I'm not going to leave you any money, so you won't mind.
It all goes to Chance. Connor and Chance. Is it Connor and Chance?
I think it is.
It all goes to Connor and Chance.
You love me anyway. You didn't love me for the money. You just loved fucking me and sucking me for 22 years, even though I'm 85 and I'm decrepit. You still loved me.
This is a giant mess.
And you're going to prove it.
According to her friend, this is a giant mess. She's been taking care of him.
Some skin and old balls. That's gross.
That's why she gave him the documents to sign. She would never do anything to harm
me. Don't tell me my business, devil woman.
Then she won't mind not getting any money.
I was laughing.
That's all true. She won't mind.
No, she doesn't mind. I was laughing after the show.
She is so classy. She didn't want the money, and she's not going to get any.
We always think of...
So surely she won't go to court for any.
No, God, no. She'll let him rest in peace since he's about to die, according to her side. I always think of Larry King Live for the best Larry King audio. And this one hit me yesterday after the show. Remember this? This is so... The whole way through, this is so funny.
I'm a student of print journalism, and I just wanted to know, what advice do you have for... young people coming up into the
who is this
field.
Ass kisser?
Like,
someone calling they want advice from Larry.
Don't ask him.
Get into the field at first.
Just ask Mitch Albom.
Sure, Larry's going to have good advice.
Advice on that. For instance, experience, is that important?
Kids still talking.
Sure.
Is that probably the most important element?
Well, it's way up there.
It's way up there.
Nice answer.
Anything else?
No. Pressure under fire. Done this before. I don't want it to be his first surgery.
It's colored first, so I don't want it to be his first surgery.
Applied himself well.
Is it Jason Moss I called in?
These are things I have confidence in, a young MD.
Things for a young MD.
Wait,
I'm talking about journalism field.
I'm lost. What do you mean?
The journalism. Like, I'm a student of journalism at a college.
You're not even paying
and
attention.
I'm just wondering the most important aspect of getting into journalism, not the medical field. I think you're exhausted from 30 nights.
I am exhausted from 30 nights. Yeah, no person, even those of us who are superhuman, those of us with Herculean appetites for the diverse and the bizarre, even those of us who... have shown an aptitude to fight the good fight and stay the good long battle. Even those of us can get tired. And your boy is tired after 30 consecutive nights. I have a half hour to go, and I'm going to do that half hour because I'm a pro. That's what pros do. I'm a professional. Look it up in the book.
Get over yourself.
Look up
That's what
the
we
book.
Do. We're pros.
Yeah, a pro.
We never rude. We don't
cop
to the out.
Caller.
We don't tell you that we're ill or
we'll
that we're
just
looking
ramble
for
the next half hour
in the middle of the desert or that we're parched. We don't tell you that maybe
the
check
is still on the line
this month, and where the hell does it go anyway? If you're a guy who's left 16 forwarding addresses.
Okay.
So what do you do? What is the answer? Yeah, you're a little perturbed now. Kind of worried about the club.
The club.
I don't worry about the club. Worry about
it's
maybe
like the club.
Jackie might worry. Nah, don't worry.
Well, what?
Oh.
Huh?
Okay. Just
tripping balls.
Cool it. Life is a breeze. Of course, some breezes, as you know. Or 110 miles an hour. And
what in the hell are you talking about?
Pass that along.
Okay, thanks.
Speaking of pass it along, we're going to pass along now to the newsroom, the Mutual Newsroom. High atop the overlooking downtown, beautiful downtown studios of Wallace, Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual Newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man, Duke Siebert, by taking him
Siebert.
To one of his favorite places, one of mine, too.
Where?
The town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
Did you ever listen to him late at night, like you're driving somewhere at 1 in the morning and Larry King Live was on back in the old, when he was on Mutual?
Because I used to drive into work and I had to change the tapes for the next day.
Oh.
The Mutual News Network.
How did you stay awake?
It was hard.
I remember one night hearing he had Dennis Miller, Dana Carvey, and somebody else from that Saturday Night Live period on. And it was like 3 in the morning, and for some reason I had Larry King on AM radio, and they were just having a ball. The three of them were having a ball. Larry, I don't think, knew what the hell was going on.
What? When was that? I mean, so obviously
was
that
was
back,
that audio,
back
that
in
the
70s,
in
the right?
That audio, I think, was in the early 80s, I believe.
Early 80s?
Wow. Anyway, after the story today on TMZ, of course, I went to the comments to see what are people saying about this.
Great.
And one guy says... It's about Larry and Sean, of course, and her saying, "I won't contest the divorce because I love him so much and he's dying." Mm. So this guy posts, "Larry was fond of her early on because she always swallowed his dust."
Oh, is that a listener of ours?
I don't know.
Oh, swallowed his dust.
Oh, boy. Okay. Oh. There's some sports items today, and I want to get into those. They're just going to breeze by. But first, Trudy, can you take care of Zot Ford?
Absolutely.
And Dr. Roche?
Mm-hmm. Because you know what's going on there. The Harappan Save Sales event at Zot Ford in Holly. And they're smack dab in the middle of it. You probably heard that you can save 20% off stickers during the sale. If you heard that, that's crap. Because our friends at Zot Ford and Deals in the D will do much better than that while helping you get the new Ford of your dreams. For example, get 0% financing for 60 months and nearly $13,000 off a new 19 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive. That's over 30% off sticker. Or lease it as low as $97 a month. How about 0% financing for 72 months or nearly $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Supercrew 4x4? That, too, is almost 30% off sticker.
Read that again.
Brandon's fart interrupted it.
Sorry.
Oh, which part? The $14,000 off a new 19 Ford F-150 Supercrew 4x4?
Pretty sweet.
So it was almost 30% off sticker. Lease it as low as $99 a month. We all know Zot Ford is the spot for all automotive deals that are super hot. Go see Anthony, Dan, Seth, Delilah. And any member of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County before the Hurry Up and Save Sales event passes you by. And Dr. Roche, where boobs, still time for boobs to sort of stand out in August, still time for tank tops and stuff like that because it's still hot. So celebrate the hot weather, get all low cut, and maybe a bikini shot before it gets to be winter. Get the ultimate contoured and perky bust line. Go to Dr. Roche at DrRoche.com and see how they can use multiple procedures with breast augmentation, your own fat transfers or implants to increase your bust line and pick it up.
Lift it.
Breast lifts and breast height actually will lift as well. It's a minimally invasive procedure. Take advantage of Body Tight and 360 Lipo BBL among their many August specials, including saline breast implants and, of course, Diva.
Nice.
Which three Diva treatments, regular $4,500 for $3,850 and a free G-spot. That's a $1,200 value. All of this in the month of August, and we don't have that much left of August, so get in. Buy one, get one syringe of Restylane, which, of course, smooths out your face, all the lines. It took away my consternation.
I don't know if you've been working out or what, but your body's looking good.
I had a consternation line from all of my house-hating happening, so I had him take that away, and it's all good.
Not giving in.
Call for a consultation, 248-338-1110. Dr. Roche. Do you like boobs a lot? Yes, I like boobs a lot. Boobs a lot, boobs a lot. Gotta like boobs a lot. Really like boobs a lot. Gotta like boobs a lot. Boobs a lot, boobs a lot. Gotta like boobs a lot. Down in the locker room, just me, boys. Beating down the locker room with all that noise. Singing, do you like boobs a lot?
Was my bookie today, too? No, okay. Brandon Peters, the Michigan quarterback, is going to start for Illinois.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting.
Big shock.
No, I'm not surprised.
Michigan plays him this year, too.
He did have to beat some guys. Yeah, they're playing him at Illinois.
Mm-hmm. He'll probably have a great game.
I thought he was pretty good, honestly. He had a really bad bowl game.
I liked him.
I kind of liked him, too.
The problem with him is that he wasn't very vocal. He wasn't much of a leader in the huddle. And then the other knock is when he made a mistake, it was all downhill.
Well, so he's a little older now.
Thing. Yeah, you never know.
And then
he does well, except for one game.
This Ezekiel Elliott story, you know, I actually thought Juice made a great point that this guy, it's so funny, you know, this Jerry Jones disrespected him.
Yeah.
What is this thing with respect? It's like, shut the fuck. Why should anyone respect this guy? How many games is he suspended for?
I think four, isn't it?
And that was four.
Oh, boy.
Domestic assault, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Are you talking about
Ezekiel Elliott? Wasn't he suspended?
Like last year.
2 years ago?
Yeah. That was for, wasn't it performing enhancing drugs?
Look it up. I just remember he never was remotely apologetic. He just said, no, I didn't do anything. No, it's all screwed up. And I.
How about the disrespect of not honoring the contract that your union came up with?
Well, not to mention, you know, this whole zero tolerance with Ezekiel Elliott. And he's knocking a security guard down and he's in this girl's face. And
I was wrong. The suspension comes after a series of off-field incidents, including alleged domestic violence and crude behavior. So,
If I were him, of course, it's insane to say if I were him, because they never think like you do when you say things like this. But I would shut my fucking mouth and be glad I was still in the league.
Yeah, you would think.
Honestly, I mean, this guy has fucked up big time. He just fucked up again, and they just went, that's nothing.
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing. I saw it on, it was on tape.
Well, I don't like this whole idea, though, with Jerry Jones, like the Juice said. Now we're quoting OJ. It was a joke. It was a total joke.
Well, this thing is so blown up out of nowhere. I mean, honest to God, the crying and the victimhood, it's just never ending. This guy is a fucking asshole.
Yeah. He's a great running back, though.
He is, yeah. He can run with a football.
The problem is he's just a running back.
I have to tell you that this whole business of athletic ability is so less impressive to me than it used to be.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like Tiger Woods, and I forgot who was talking about it, and we talked about it a little bit. Boy, he can make a ball go from here to that hole the fastest, so therefore we should applaud him and cry over his performance. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and he and his father hugging. It's like, no, he's a fucking asshole.
That kind of happens with
him. He just happens to be a really good athlete. He should apologize for his athletic privilege.
Well, that kind of happens
shouldn't athletes apologize for their athletic privilege? Because they have privilege that nobody else has.
Should bad acting musicians apologize for their musical privilege?
Yeah, they should. Shouldn't they?
Or actors?
I mean, honestly, look at what it gives them.
Pretend privilege.
Look at the world it gives them.
Sure.
Why shouldn't they apologize?
No, but it's like that with any entertainer. We just know too much about these
people. They should apologize. Then there was Mateen Cleaves, not guilty. Tom Izzo was in court. I don't know. I don't know if I think he's not. I really didn't think he was not guilty.
So only 2 hours of deliberation. Did you see his apology to his wife?
No, I didn't. I think I did see it. I saw him talking on microphone.
He was very sincere.
Oh, I think I think he means well. Generally, he seems like a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this didn't sound. What did he say? Was he married when this happened?
Yeah, and she stood by him the whole time.
Oh, he's such a nice guy.
Well, I'll listen to his apology.
Okay, I'll find it.
Anyway, usually with these kind of cases, I've read that there's usually one, and frequently when a jury asks for something, it's something they're really trying to decide, and boy, we just think this is a key, and there's usually something that they lean on that, you know, that's the thing that makes me believe he did it, he didn't do it. And in this case, I had one of those, and that's her nude crawling out of the room yelling for help.
Yeah. Does that happen after consensual sex?
Does that happen? Does anyone who's nude screaming for help want to have sex right then? I don't think so.
No? Didn't she get dragged back into the room?
Yeah, he dragged her into the room.
Dragging
doesn't seem terribly consensual.
I thought that was a pretty big thing.
Big indicator.
I also thought it was strange that she was with him, but isn't that victim shaming when you say, she made out with him? Oh, yeah. She said she didn't want to make out with him.
The courtroom exploded, too. Here's the Channel 4's coverage. Hi, Devin.
Imagine if you were.
MSU basketball star Mateen Cleaves is acquitted of those charges.
Not guilty.
What?
Cleaves was accused of raping a woman he met at a golf outing back in 2015.
Lovely.
Why is it such a cheap hotel, sir? Did you show up?
Moments after the verdict, Cleaves apologized.
This place is a dump.
I don't think there's anything else around there.
I've been waiting for this day for 4 years. You know, sitting back, not being able to say anything, knowing the truth. I just thank God. My wife has been by my side from day one. Man, and I want to publicly apologize to her because I shouldn't have put her in this situation.
The jury reached the verdict after deliberating for 2.5 hours.
You know what that...
jurors say anything?
It's kind of a...
I haven't seen anything from the
separated
jurors.
At birth with...
I almost see my son.
Okay. Okay. That's so fake.
Charlie Boffel. Remember him?
Guy Gordon's greatest moment.
Oh, I've forgotten about that.
Where's Charlie Boffel?
Isn't he in jail?
Yeah, he got in trouble
I
for that.
I swear he was in jail for that, for something else.
Yeah, wasn't
he Charlie Boffel the fourth?
God, I can't. It's a numerical.
Yeah, because his son was the fifth.
The kid's missing. How long is that kid missing? He's in the basement.
He's eating cereal. I love the Nancy.
I wanted to know what happened. I feel like I never knew what really happened.
Oh, I don't want that.
This is what happened.
You guys said that we did this for the show.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, wait, that was Balloon Boy.
Nancy Grace.
How about this part?
Oh, yeah. It was on Nancy Grace.
Son has been found in your basement.
What?
July 2014, while Detroit police and the FBI furiously search for then 12-year-old Charlie Boffel the fifth. Charlie the fourth.
I gotta find the
fifth.
Unedited one. Yeah.
Where is that?
Yeah, where he's
what? What?
It's such a bad cover.
You'd be out of your chair in no time.
Here we go. Here it is.
Out to the father of the missing 12-year-old boy, Charlie. With me is his father, Charlie Boffel. Charlie, we are getting reports that your son has been found in your basement.
No way.
What?
Surprise!
So?
Did you notice that?
Oh, that breath. He's putting his hands up now like, what?
Yeah, we are getting reports that your son has been found alive in your basement.
What?
Yes, that's what. If you could hand me that wire.
Yeah, you're supposed to be happy.
Yeah, we're getting that right now from
he can barely breathe.
Yeah,
he's so
how
shocked.
How could your son be alive in your basement?
What?
Up. Oh, he's put his hand in his head.
I have no idea.
Fake.
Are you sure? Because I put him in the attic.
Now, this is just a
report that we are hearing, Nancy, out
of Detroit that we're trying to
Why is he still
confirm.
Sitting on camera?
Wouldn't you go?
I gotta go.
New York, please get on it. Let me know when we get Charlie Langton from WWJ.
Oh, good plug for Charlie.
Sir, did you check your basement?
I checked my basement. The FBI checked my basement. The Detroit police checked my basement. My wife checked my basement. I've been down there several times. We've all been checking.
This is what we are hearing.
What's he in jail for, technically, Brandon? Can you look it up?
The missing 12-year-old boy has been found alive and well
all right,
in
whatever.
His father's
You kind of caught me off guard now, here, okay?
Enough of this liar.
I don't see. I don't know. I have no idea. I can't find anything on him.
He's weird because he's on split screen and he's looking at the camera, like getting ready. And then she goes to him and he's on before he knows he's on. Mm. And then all of a sudden, when she goes to him, he puts his hand up on his forehead, like,
So he.
All right.
I don't think he wants to leave the Nancy Grace show. I think he's pumped to be on Nancy Grace.
So in 2016, he was guilty of fourth degree child abuse in exchange for removal of second degree child abuse charges. He was sentenced to 18 months of probation and mandatory anger management classes and lost custody of his son.
Because he beat him, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Didn't he
make him work out all the time?
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
He made him work out.
Are he and his wife together?
It doesn't look like
How can he not have custody?
Has anyone told him?
Because he was with his... The child's stepmother at the time, so.
What? Oh. Huh? Oh. I see. Okay.
Hey, speaking of Charlie Langton, did you know it was WWJ's birthday today?
I thought it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Whoa. I don't know. Brandon, is it today? You sent the prep.
It was the 20th.
It was today.
Yesterday.
I actually sent...
Brandon's prep was a day late?
No, I sent...
Now Brandon's in trouble?
Did you not look? Did you click the link that I sent?
I don't know if I did or not.
Maybe tweeted it at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, I saw the link and I thought, oh, I thought there was 99 yesterday. So I don't think I clicked it.
The only reason why I sent the link was
happy birthday.
Trudy
though?
Wished him a happy birthday on social media.
Okay, well...
Not sure about that sequence of events in terms of our prep, Brandon.
What do you mean?
I'm not in it. I'm not in the news business anymore.
Trudy already knew, so the prep would not help her at all.
Yeah, or anyone.
That's not my point. If you would have looked, if you would have clicked the link, you would have seen the reason why I included it.
But it was a day late, so if I would have clicked the link, it would have taken up more of my time than it already had.
Wait a minute. I thought it was a significant event, though, whether it was yesterday or today, because WWJ.
Okay, should we sing them happy birthday?
Well, no, but they've been. Can you imagine?
We know what goes on. Object.
What is that Maz chair doing to people?
What?
It's slowly turning them into Maz.
No, I thought that was significant because I was thinking of what it was like being in the newsroom back in 1920.
Yeah.
Well, they had some old,
an old-timey news story of some sort.
The old pictures are pretty
That's
weird.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Happy birthday. Just look at you.
Let's see here. Oh, Maz. Thomas A. Maz.
I got an update from him. Did you get an update from him?
They gave him steroid.
Oh, yes, sir. So they can Tom's going to be ripped.
Till they can figure out.
Oh, yes, sir. There's Tom now.
So they can figure out what's wrong with him.
Oh.
I'm very to be my own fantasy, man.
We've been trying to figure that out for years.
I'm very shaky, but I've got some relief today. They pumped me full of drugs.
Got these huge nipples, man.
He sounds like he was really whacked by this
thing. Really huge biceps.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't think he knows what it was.
Every joint in my body, starting from my neck all the way down to my feet, and I mean hurting, like hurting to the touch.
What?
I felt like my body was completely shutting down on me.
That's weird.
I know. It was sounds really weird.
Every joint, isn't that arthritis?
But
say like
none of this stuff hurt before 2 days ago.
He's got AIDS.
Arthritis.
This is one massive man.
And he had AIDS.
Just wrapping up the sports stuff, the XFL named its teams.
Ugh.
The Seattle Dragons, the St. Louis Battlehawks, the Tampa Vipers, the Houston Roughnecks, the Dallas Renegades, the New York Guardians?
That's like the coolest one of all, at least with the logos are equally as terrible as the names.
The DC Defenders and the Los Angeles Wildcats. Neat.
How lame. I describe them as, I don't know if you ever play those video games where, say, it was a football game, but they didn't have rights to the NFL, so they made up team names, right, and they were always lame. It's exactly what this is.
This league,
They paid a marketing team way too much money to come up with those terrible
names. I know I will never care about this league. I will never try to commit these names to memory.
I will. This is going to be great.
What are you talking about?
This is going to be awesome.
The XFL.
The confrontation that you had last week with Rusty Tillman has got everybody talking.
If you think the XFL is dead, talk to one of the 349 people who watched it last week on NBC.
Now, Terrell Sutton makes the play and runs it all the way back.
Why do these people love the XFL? Maybe it's the league's fledging superstars.
Al Luganville, Pervy Dardar, and Butler by Note, Sola Davis, Rashawn Sheehy, Latario Rochelle, Twabi Settles, Anthony DeCosmo, Leo Aragus.
Maybe it's because we change the rules when we feel like it.
There is no bump and run rule. It's been removed.
Maybe it's the crazy-ass nicknames.
They knew when I got the ball, I became a tuck wagon.
Or maybe it's the ballsy commentary from players during the game.
Yeah, we need instant replay in the XFL because they can't see. Period.
And only in the XFL will you find players that will say hi to female genitalia during the game.
What's up, Boosie?
And speaking of, this week the XFL mics the cheerleaders' crotches, and you might even see some of that stuff.
Are we really?
going into the loss of the cheerleader locker room next week down in Orlando.
Don't miss it. Football and pussy on the XFL.
A lot of courage. We'll get into the Joe Aska story as this game progresses.
And he's tough.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, my God. All that audio is real XFL audio.
I know.
Oh, do you think they're going to survive after 1 year?
Yeah, I do.
Maybe.
I think he's got too much money to keep it.
I mean, isn't the USFL the last one that survived more than 1 year, and they lasted, what, two?
Three, maybe?
I
don't. Did they play the third year?
I thought so. I
can't recall.
And then Trump killed it.
Yeah. I don't know how long that would have lasted, honestly.
It would have lasted. And they had players. They had good players.
They did, but usually it's the expensive players that makes them unable to survive because they pay them too much and they can't make money. Because look at the attendance at those games.
They grew too fast, too quick. But they had a good TV deal.
Yeah, they did.
They
yeah.
played in the spring.
But
Vince McMahon, he'll use the WWE to try to promote it as much as he can.
And he's not rushing at this time.
He's worth $3 billion.
He's one of the reasons I don't believe it'll work, because I just don't believe.
You don't think he's the kind of guy that learned from his mistakes last time?
Hey, his wife is the administrator of small business. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Mario Williams, the former Pro Bowler.
Great guy.
There's some actual audio of him on TMZ today. He has broken into his ex-girlfriend's house. He has some sort of universal garage door opener that found its way into her garage.
Oh.
And then he comes through the door and he
Hi,
starts
Mario.
Yelling at her for breaking into his iCloud.
Breaking in? So she hacked into it?
I guess that's what he's saying. I don't know.
Or did he log into it and forget to log out?
Or maybe it's the kids. It might be the kids' device. Listen to this.
Who's filming
this? But she is, I think. But he calls the police after he broke into her house.
That's a
Listen
cool
to this.
Move.
Listen to this.
How did you get in here?
I told you. I know
you should fuck out.
No. Call the cops. Tell them to come. I am reporting this now.
Get out.
No, this is illegal. I hate you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you girl crying?
Get out!
Tori,
get
I'm not playing!
Here,
I'll call again for you.
How are you in here right now?
Cassie, open the door! I said that to you! You heard me!
Who opened the door?
The sheriff stays up there!
Separated
so he
at birth?
Opened my garage for you?
He got the opener up there!
She
yes,
sounds like someone.
The lady in the
he sounds like...
Called you, which is legal.
So somebody just opened my house for you to...
You
that's
stupid! My stuff!
Did you hear him say that's stupid?
I have you!
What does that mean? You're not
that's
allowed
illegal.
In here.
You literally logged in. You didn't even let us use the iPad.
That's stupid. Get out.
No.
Get out.
No, I'm calling cops right here again.
He's calling.
That's
calling 911. He just broke
that's
into her house.
About music.
Who was it?
Call 911.
My ex-wife is destroying my name.
Let me
R. Kelly.
Today.
Yeah.
That's music. Hello. You're doing this. The judge will know. Hello, can you hear me?
Hi, Mario.
Yes, this is 911.
Do you have an emergency?
Yes,
that's
I'm sorry, Mom.
Stupid. The 911's crying.
I guess ex-girlfriend has been, she broke into my iCloud, has been downloading stuff via our son's iPad.
What's
your address?
That's an emergency? To break into my house?
It's illegal.
He literally just broke into my
house
because of our son's iPad.
No,
she hung up on you because you're a joke.
No,
get the fuck out.
Mario,
leave. Leave.
Poor girl.
No, I can't do this, man. Like, seriously.
We gotta leave.
Did she tell you the whole thing? We already have the issue. We already have the
threat. Hey, I want to know is what's in that iCloud?
Yeah, good question.
What's he hiding in that iCloud?
I don't want no tissue.
Well,
I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is.
Hi, Mario.
Wouldn't that be the common sense answer if someone broke into his iCloud?
I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is.
You would think maybe.
Well, boy, this is quite a 180 here.
I didn't do this stuff.
I wanted to mention this yesterday that Nolan Finley wrote an article today about the 9-year-old that was pulled from her bicycle and killed by a vicious pack of pit bulls. 9-year-old Emma Hernandez in Detroit died screaming screaming for help. And it's this sounded like the most vicious, horrible, horrible thing. And as Nolan Finley pointed out, and I remembered this, in 2015, a four-year-old was pulled from his mother, dragged under a fence by some pit bulls, and mauled. The mother said, they just ate him.
Oh, my God.
And what I didn't know until I read Nolan's column today was that, and I'm not trying to plug him as often as I plugged Guarding the Juice, but Nolan pointed out that pit bulls are the dog breed of choice in Detroit.
Yeah.
Pit bulls. The choice, the number one breed by a lot. He implied that there's dog fighting going on in the city. I didn't know that was still a thing, but
I'm sure. At
animal control, three quarters of the dogs are pit bulls.
Oh yeah. I've been to a couple of the rescue places. They're pretty much all pit bulls.
Now, has anyone heard anything from a city official, from the mayor? Has anyone said, boy, we can't allow this to happen again? I mean, these are two kids, 4 years old, 9 years old. Two kids in 4 years. Okay, it doesn't sound like a lot, but
yeah,
that's insane. That's absolutely insane. Now, there's been other incidents involving pit bulls. Not with people dying. There's been some people injured. There's been some dogs shot. This is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I don't know, but you do something. I mean, isn't that what the police, the mayor, the people that run the city are supposed to do?
Now the owner
protect people.
The owner was arrested, correct?
Yeah, the owner was arrested. The dogs that killed this child, by the way, roamed the neighborhood. Apparently, there's leash laws. Whatever.
Well, good luck.
What's
enforcing
a pack?
That.
What constitutes a pack?
I think it was three
there
dogs.
Was three.
Three?
Three dogs.
Yeah.
There was pulled her off her bike.
Mm-hmm.
One, all by itself.
And there was a guy. There was a guy who ran over to him, threw a brick. And the dogs dispersed, and he stayed with her until she passed.
Yeah.
Young guy,
awful.
Too.
Incredible. But these dogs are just roaming the neighborhood, apparently. So there's a GoFundMe. $40,000 has been raised for a funeral.
Yeah, but then Pulte?
Yeah.
Pulte Holmes said he's going to pay for the whole thing.
You know, I just don't think people know what else they can do. They want to do something to help. Apparently, there's nobody else that's going to do anything.
They're at $52,000 right now. It's paying tribute for Emma Valentina Hernandez on GoFundMe.
Cute
if you
girl.
Like to go there.
What does it do, though? I mean,
well, the
it's
money
great
will go
to give
to her
money.
Family.
I know, but they don't have her.
No.
Don't they patrol, though? I mean,
like you said, then.
I thought they did.
What's animal control? What leash laws? I mean, that's serious. When Layla gets loose, which is pretty dangerous.
I've seen her so far down the road, too.
I know.
And she's just walking around, la, 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 loo, loo.
But neighbors know it's my dog. You know, somebody will always go, hey, Layla's loose, you know, or they bring her home. It's only happened a few times. But
what an anchor.
Jeez. She has been a bit of an anchor. There's a few people who left the gate open. And she has that wanderlust. I don't know why Mags never goes anywhere.
It's crazy.
He thinks his next meal is coming any minute.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to be late for dinner.
You know what he does? He wanders out in the front yard, and then he goes to the porch. Like, I think
Max.
I just want to come in.
He goes, I've seen all there's to see out here. I've been down that way.
The yard's plenty big for me.
I've seen everything.
So, I don't know. I don't even know what to say about it. It's just such a disturbing story.
And the neighbors, did they ever complain about all these dogs rolling?
I don't know. I don't even know. I think it's just a way of life. It's the breed of choice. I mean, a lot of people apparently have pit bulls in Detroit.
Yeah, I know people that have pit bulls.
Oh, yeah.
I do, too.
A lot of them.
Lived in Detroit.
And I mean, I've seen pit bulls that are the sweetest dogs in the entire world, too.
Well, not all of them.
If they get mad at you for any reason,
I don't think I'd want
at any point, they're like, they open their head up and like.
I've just heard too many stories about people that said, dog never did anything. It just all of a sudden, you know, whomp. It was like, you know, the two guys that exchanged the secret sauce in Las Vegas, Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, yeah. Secret sauce.
Yeah, that's what.
Are you talking about Montecore?
Yeah, Montecore.
Poor guy, Monocore.
That's what, what's your name, Deborah Roberts said?
Yeah,
what's the secret sauce between you guys?
So,
it's just that are jizz.
Of all the dog attacks in the United States, they did a survey or some kind of a report that concluded the most common breeds that are involved in attacks.
Okay.
So the number five is Chows. The number four is Rottweilers. Number three is German Shepherd. Number two is Pitbull. and you are most likely to be attacked by a Labrador Retriever.
How many more labs are there than pit bulls?
Probably a lot more.
I bet you that's a far more common dog. So you got to do it per dog capita.
Okay.
Would you want one with a little baby?
I can tell you that.
I mean,
the pit bulls I've been around have been sweet to babies.
Wasn't the question. Would you? Okay.
Oh, you want you get a few?
Yeah, replace Bill.
I can't get a pit bull because of the size of my yard. Because his feces would be huge.
They have miniature ones.
Do they have miniature pit bulls?
Uh-huh. They not all of them kill people either.
I understand that.
Well, Maddie would laugh. I love a little pit bull.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not against it. I just don't have the yard for a bigger dog. That's why I had Bill.
If they had a miniature, though, you would, clearly.
I don't know.
Why don't you move to a bigger a place with more land?
I don't think they have miniature pit bulls. I made that up.
I want to. That's our goal.
To buy pit bulls?
To have more land. So once I have more land, yes, I'm going to buy a pit bull. I'm going to name it Mark.
Cool.
Wow. What an honor.
You're not going to name him featuring Ludacris? That's from Big
Mouth. Reminds me, where's Vinny Stubbs? Where's Vinny Stubbs?
From Big Mouth. The one guy's dog was a piece of pit bull featuring Ludacris.
Why did that remind you of Vinny Stubbs?
The highest maintenance intern ever. Because he was mad when he had his girlfriend on the air.
Oh,
and they fought all the time. And he would come into work and it's like, Vinny, when you help with this? And you go, my girlfriend is, we got in the biggest fight. And you spent 20 minutes talking about him and his problems. He was a high maintenance intern, the highest ever. And then she came to opening day.
Yeah.
We put her on the air, and she was described. Yeah, she's very cute. She seemed nice, too. She was funny. They're describing their fights, and then he said they got to fight this party because she was dancing to Pitbull, which he thought was so lame, and she was mad because he wouldn't dance with her. And he was like, I would never dance to Pitbull. And I kind of respected him for that.
Yeah, he was very upset. He was in downtown Rochester, and he's like, what's up with this place, man? This place is freaking me out. I'm all rattled. Shaking.
Rattled. That was his go-to word. He was always rattled.
Because on his first day, he walked into a huge multi-radio meeting with like 100 people, and he just walked in. Everybody stared at him, and he didn't know where to go.
Is that Pitbull?
Yeah, Fireball.
Why did his girlfriend dance to this?
Because it's fun to dance to, man.
Festive.
There are all those hot guys dancing out there, too.
It's called sexy dancing is what happens.
I never understood this guy's success.
Me either.
I assume there must be something. He's got something going for him. I don't know what it is. It's not my kind of music.
Good
and then
beats.
I looked at him. He looks weird.
Very much like the dog, though.
He can wear a suit.
They always say about Pitbull, he's the sweetest man. So
he seems like a nice guy.
Until he turns on you. Until there's a pack of them.
Should we try the restaurant?
Yeah.
Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant. This is a scary, scary story. Let me just find this.
But I'll just crank Pitbull in the meantime.
Doesn't sound like Pitbull. Oh, there he is. Bigger than boys, a diggity dog. I have them like Miley Cyrus, clothes off,
twerking in their bras and thongs. Timber, face down, booty up, Timber. I can see Vinny in the middle of the dance floor fist pumping to this.
Okay. Lisa Vanderpump has a restaurant called S.U.R. It's been in business for 15 years. Very busy, I guess, does very well. And a woman has filed suit because she says on August 19th, 2017, she's on vacation with her family in L.A. They decided to dine at S.U.R. She ordered white fish covered with an orange cream sauce along with broccoli and potatoes. Sounds gross.
She takes some of the blame for ordering that, in my opinion.
I agree. After starting to eat the meal, the woman claims her head suddenly whipped backwards, causing her body to move backwards as well, and she felt a hot sensation rise from her stomach into her chest, then into her throat that she was unable to control. She says the reaction didn't stop there. Her head came forward while vomit filled her mouth, and she began vomiting profusely. The situation got so out of control, the woman fell to the floor on her knees and continued to vomit. She claims at that point, she began to defecate through her clothing. She was unable to stop vomiting or defecating as she kneeled on the floor, causing her clothing to soil.
Got the severe anal discharge from the bile, a.k.a. diarrhea.
She had it coming out of both ends, Trudy style.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, what is she wearing that the diarrhea went through her clothing?
Oh, it's probably something, you know, like
silky.
Yeah.
And tight, so it squirted.
Light.
Ugh.
Maybe she had something fishnetty on. Is that possible?
Gross.
I don't know.
So disgusting.
What was they through your clothes? Strings. I don't know what to do.
This picture of this guy coming out of the back with that, the mop in the bucket, like a real wet one. Just clean it up.
You dial him up, Brandon.
Everybody in the restaurant vacated, right?
What's that?
Everybody in the restaurant vacated.
I don't know. They're denying it happened. They're saying it didn't happen. That's the impression I get.
Well, the thing about that is it doesn't, like, go through you that fast.
She said an hour after she took the
like,
first bite.
Your stomach, yeah, but not out your butthole.
Are you an expert on this?
She kind of
I
is.
I am. It takes a while to go through your digestives.
I thought their defense was pretty damn good, though.
So the health department would have been called.
Well, there'd be video. Everybody
too,
would pull their
would
camera
would they be
out.
Showing it to everybody?
Everybody who
somebody
who video. Yeah.
You know, you think?
Oh, you know what?
What?
Oh.
What?
They're closed. They don't open until 5 p.m. in L.A.
What?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 7.
That's bogus. Only dinner? Can't even eat lunch there?
Shoot. You know what? You know what? I screwed up.
What?
I called Jeffrey Felix.
Well, he could comment on it.
My bad. I'm sorry, but I do think that they are closed, but let me try this one more time. Sorry. Well,
maybe the chef is there working on
preparing his orange cream sauce.
The orange cream sauce sounded gross to me.
Yeah.
On the whitefish. I don't know, I just pictured myself projectile vomiting if I ate it.
Thank you for calling Sir Restaurant and Lounge. We are available to take your phone call from 1 p.m. to 11 p.m. We accept reservations over the phone and through our website at www.sirrestaurant.com.
Right.
Please select from the following options.
Cool.
For our address, hours of operation, and other information, please press 1. To make a new reservation or to inquire about an existing reservation, please press 2.
Yeah, push 2.
To inquire about private parties or special events, please press 3.
The restaurant, Amanda speaking.
Yeah, I was calling about the woman that defecated through her clothes. It's a story that's in People magazine that she ate at Sir, I guess, and had some whitefish with orange cream sauce, and she was projectile vomiting, and then she started defecating. Hello? I mean, do you guys, is the whitefish, that was whitefish with orange sauce, allegedly?
I have no comment.
Is it still on the menu?
Can you still get the whitefish, or has that been taken off the menu?
I have no comment. Have
All right,
a great
forget
day.
That
thank
story.
You.
Is there whitefish on the menu still?
Thank you. Have a great day.
Can't even talk about the
thanks.
Menu.
Yeah, I don't know. Seems like a weird suit to make up, doesn't it?
Did you hear that? Well, she said,
very
yeah,
flattering.
Yes.
She knew it happened. Where are all the witnesses, though?
They say it didn't. They say it did not happen.
If you were in a restaurant and someone was going Trudy style after eating something, wouldn't you pull your phone out and record it?
Oh, someone else would record it.
That's what I
mean. Okay.
In my defense, I've never defecated through my clothing.
I know, that's a horrible thing to report. I mean, can you imagine people?
It's not true.
I can't imagine, but... Oh,
yeah, of
God.
Of course they would, Drew.
Is that her name, Amanda?
Yep.
I never knew the lyrics to that. Say it like a man singing this sappy song.
I know. This is the end of Boston. Liam Gallagher has got a documentary out called As It Was.
Really?
Yeah. And I watched the trailer. Unfortunately, you know, these guys speaking these British accents, it's kind of hard to understand
captioning.
A whole lot. But I was excited about it because I love Liam. And in
it's going to be so skewed, though, isn't it?
I don't know. In the story, somebody in the story said something about how kids want to be... Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's about... Wait, isn't it about Noel or Liam? I guess it is about Liam.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm confused. I was thinking Noel, and I wrote down Liam, so now I'm baffled.
Oh, I'm messed up.
You mean Noel?
Did I play Pitbull and while you're looking it up again?
No. Do not.
Play Oasis instead.
Now, you got and grow.
You sound like that from London.
I just want to fly.
Yeah, it's Noel. It's Noel. I'm sorry.
That's
oh, the boring
better.
Brother.
In the story, though, they said that
genius.
They said kids would rather be Noel than or rather be Liam than Noel.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because Liam's so. A cool one.
I disagree. I think Noel is the brains behind all the music. Noel writes all the music. He writes all the lyrics.
Yeah, but people want to be a lead singer, not well, the, no, not I the think, guy that has to do all the work.
I like Liam.
Well, if you think he's so handsome, then why don't you marry him?
I love them both. But it's interesting, you know, I was reading comments to him, people are taking sides, and Liam is, I love Liam, I hate Noel. I'm like, I never understand this. I love Oasis, and I think they're both fantastic, but it Noel especially, to me, there is no Oasis without Noel.
There's no Oasis really without Liam, though.
No, have you seen Noel sing the songs
yes.
when Liam
yeah, the
skips the MTV thing? He does fine.
Yeah, he does fine.
He does this song, right?
He does sing some of their best songs.
Yeah. That's Noel.
Yes, this is Noel singing.
Liam's so bummed in the music video, he's just playing a tambourine.
Yep, as he should be.
I was trying to remember what Noel played when we went to see him.
What's that?
What songs Noel played? Did he play Wonderwall?
Oh boy!
Because I've
know.
Seen him sing Wonderwall.
Yeah, he only does a handful of.
Yeah, I was, songs. Wish he'd played more, but
he was just here too.
He's got Pumpkins. A new song. Yeah. What's that?
The Smashing Pumpkins.
Should have gone and seen that.
Oh god, that's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
13.
I don't know why. Why do people have to take sides when a band breaks up? Though,
because people want to fight about everything.
I know. The Van Halen one is the one that I just...
Oh, that one's totally... No, that one you have to take sides. I'm yeah. serious.
They're I guess
two,
so. I like
two
both
totally
bands.
Different bands. That's fine, but one's
no.
a clear
no,
favorite.
No, three.
I don't think they're that different. Oh, that's
are
right.
Are you thrown into this? He did Wonderwall, Little by Little, Stop Crying Your Heart Out, Don't Look Back in Anger, and all. Oh, he ended with All You Need Is Love.
Yeah.
The always a Beatles song to end. He has a cool version of Strawberry Fields online. Just saying.
I still can't believe you like Van Hagar better.
I honestly, I think I like the music better. Yeah.
You're wrong.
I like both, though. I don't dislike the Roth years. I don't know. David Roth, Lee Roth, I have very mixed feelings about.
Yeah, but
he's fun.
Taking that into consideration.
But musically, I like both. I like that Miwise Magic song that landed on the greatest hits when they did two new songs. It was like,
yay!
I just couldn't even imagine David Lee Roth and Van Halen anymore, and I like that song.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Except I do hate the part, Mark, that you were always talking about.
That's my
one break That's coming my up.
I'm going to get some Every time leg I hear that, tonight.
I'm like,
leg. I don't know how you can't like it.
And
Jeffrey Felix
teacher.
Just called back. Should we have him comment on the story?
I think I've had enough Jeffrey Felix for one day.
Agreed.
I don't like taking him out of guarding the juice because I feel like I lose credibility. But on the also on the movie front, Lifetime is going to have a movie about Chris Watts.
Oh, great!
A year after the murder of
Who's
his family, him? But is our buddy going to be in it?
Trent, should we call
Trent Bolte? I think we should. I think we should find out if he's involved. Brandon, can you message Trent Bolte? See if he's involved in the Lifetime movie on Chris Watts. Then we'd like to talk to him. Either way.
Just a follow, by the way. I guess I don't have Vinny Stubbs' number anymore.
I do.
The number I had for him, I texted and said, is this still Vinny? And they wrote back, no,
oh.
with an exclamation point, very angrily.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And then there's a Roger Ailes movie, another one. Why is there another one coming out?
I don't know.
But it's got
Charlize
some,
has agreed to be in it.
Yeah, it's got did, some big
did,
people in
did
it.
Did you watch the trailer?
I did. I saw a couple
pictures.
See what
it's talking about?
Of, yeah. Oh, my God. No, Charlize looks like Megyn Kelly. She really, really does.
She looks more like Megyn Kelly than she does Charlize Theron.
Very strange.
Well, she looks like Eileen Wuornos, too. So.
Ugh. I like to pretend that didn't happen.
Oh, my God. She looked so awful in that movie. I couldn't think she was hot for a while after that movie.
Yeah.
I thought, if she can look like Eileen Wuornos for 2 hours, she can't be that hot.
That's
Actually,
her.
She looked like her for a few months.
Yeah.
That's her on a Saturday when she's just in sweatpants and didn't do her hair.
Oh, that doesn't happen. Come on.
And then I also wanted to mention Elton John again and this whole thing about Harry and Meghan, because there's a lot being written about this, because they were criticized. They went on a little tour of, well, vacation, this environment thing on the island where there were 114 private jets. They're just private jetting all over the place, jet setting. And, of course, people are saying, you know, Mr. Environment, that private jet you're flying around in is not helping the environment any. And today people were calling it racist because it's about Meghan Markle, because she married a black girl. So they're criticizing them for having a large carbon footprint.
What?
Elton John, meanwhile,
that is quite a reach.
Gets completely livid and says, "I paid off their carbon footprint, so the pollution doesn't count."
Wait, how did he pay
the carbon
off?
Footprint doesn't count? I don't know. Apparently, there's a bank you can put money in, and it fixes the carbon footprint.
Whoa,
that's what it sounds like. But no, they polluted the air with their private jet, so the two of them could get to this thing and that thing and that thing. And this argument to me is so silly. These two people are completely unimportant. They're absolutely negligible people. They don't matter. If they're so worried about the environment, there's nowhere they have to go that's so important. Is there really?
No.
Is it really important that Meghan Markle and Harry go all over the world on a private jet?
No.
No.
And
not
personally,
really, no.
It's not a big deal to me, except for them to act as if they're so concerned about the environment, but yet so important at the same time that we must fly on a private jet, then I'm not buying it.
Wouldn't you lay low if you were a royal family
yes.
member at about this point?
Most
with
definitely.
Andrew molesting or allegedly?
It's not fair, but they probably
I just stay
probably
out of
supposed
the news.
To. Yeah.
Totally.
And I don't know. It just these people don't matter. It's not important for them. If they're really that worried about the environment, seems to me that'd be a great way to go, you know what, we're not taking private jets anywhere because it's leaving a big carbon footprint, and we're not that fucking important.
How about the fact that they have no control over policy whatsoever? You know, they're not ahead of state.
There's that, too.
They're not ahead of state, so.
I know. But the whole thing, Elton John getting mad, too, it's like, come on. And I love Elton John. But really, he bought off their carbon footprint, so the pollution didn't happen? really?
I don't get that.
Well, how about
this is really interesting thinking.
How about he buys the offset and they don't travel? Then it's an even bigger win.
Yeah, exactly. but that's why, you know, when I really don't mind celebrities, because they can say whatever they want. I'm finding myself really liking celebrities who kind of, I don't want to say the term stay in their lane, but just sort of stay out of the fray because they, I know how they feel.
Like who? Who doesn't get engaged
in your lane, bro?
Well, there's a few people that say they don't want to be involved. Like David Spade always says, I don't want to be in that world. I'm doing my thing, which is making you laugh.
Yeah.
And I think
The Rock, does he do anything? Oh, wait, he was going to run for president.
I think you find, too, that when people get really strong one way or the other, whether it's, you know, Chuck Woolery and his stupid tweets or Jimmy
Milano.
Kimmel. I can't believe the Jimmy Kimmel hatred, because I know Jimmy Kimmel from way back, and I love Jimmy Kimmel. I really hate that he's part of the left now, but he is. He just is. And he puts himself out there, and I understand he cares and all that, and that's okay. I still like him. But I do like those people that just go, you know, these people who are constantly tweeting. And, you know, I was following some of them. And it's, you know what it's like, Brandon. You know, and that's what Ryan said. He followed all these people he loves in sports. And he found out that they're just tweet about Trump. I don't follow them to see them tweeting about Trump. I follow them because, you know, I love Peter King. I love his sports takes. Remember when Ryan took a break from Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
He was so exhausted.
Peter King. All I can think about is...
I'm in a training camp. You're going to have to call me back.
Yeah, right. Do we still have his number?
That's the new...
yeah, he said we'd call him back.
Let's call him back.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
Except, unfortunately, he could use that excuse again.
He could. It's training camp. Well, should we see if he uses it again?
Yeah.
Let's call him.
Let's call him about Ezekiel Elliott. No, what's an even stupider story to ask him about football?
Helmets.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
It's so dumb. It's really terrible. Let's see.
We still have his number?
I'm trying to find it. We have so
he wouldn't change his number. There's no way he'd change his number.
Brandon just texted Trent Bolte, too, to get his comment on it. He has a comment on Twitter, but I'll save it in case
you can't wait to get a comment from Trent Bolte. He's got the deepest voice.
Why don't I have this?
What?
I don't know.
Trent Bolte. Do I sound like Trent Bolte when I'm talking like a fell bit of bad with a cold?
Yeah.
You have to laze it out a little more and draw out your sentence.
Don't be a feminine man with a cold. Be an effeminate man with a cold on cold medication, so it's clearing up a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you want to play Pitbull while you look for it, Brandon?
No.
I got one more thing.
It's not going to become a thing.
Hey, I keep asking. Here's the number.
Oh, you have his number?
Peter King is one of the NFL's superstar journalists.
Yeah, he'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, he will tell you.
I can't stand him.
Loves to tell you. Yeah, no, I'm really nervous. What did he say that was so fucking ridiculous like 3 months ago?
Something ridiculous.
But it was something really ridiculous.
Yeah.
He was mad about something.
It tends to go in one ear and out the other.
Oh, it's so stupid.
I got
to
find a song.
It's hard to keep track of all these stupid things, isn't it?
You shouldn't try.
I know.
You know, it's an attempt to make you angry. And it's working.
I got a song for
it. It kind of does work sometimes. I'm amazed at all these people who've made a living out of being a left or right celebrity. Chuck Woolery is making a living. I didn't realize Chuck Woolery was this big right wing guy. From the tallest building in Tokyo,
long way from the. Oh, did he hang up on
us? What?
Well, in the meantime, I'll crank some Pitbull while you recall him back.
I'm going to try it again. Maybe I small fingered it, but it's weird because this worked not too long ago.
Oh.
Maybe he changed it because people were calling him and he was.
Let's go, King.
It sounded like a pickup and hangout.
No Pitbull. Stop with the Pitbull. God.
What do you suggest use for Peter King? He loves the song.
No, he doesn't. He probably likes Peter, Paul, and Mary. He'd request Leaving on a Jet Plane. Couldn't you see him cranking Peter, Paul, and Mary?
On a jet
Puff
plane.
The Magic Dragon. Cardi B had a great take. Man,
oh God,
I'm so glad she's getting political. I'm so excited for her and all the greatness things she can do for the process. She interviewed Bernie Sanders.
Oh, cool.
She's on that interview trip, right? She goes around interviewing all kinds of people.
Is she? I just heard
about they were here, though, right?
Great song.
For that? Wait for me. Hold
me like you'll never. What, no Peter King?
No good on Peter King.
Okay.
Change the phone number.
All right, this whole. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. Cardi B.
I'm at a training camp. You're going to have to call me back.
People were claiming that her interview with Bernie Sanders was so real that she should interview all the candidates.
Oh, yeah, great. Please do it.
And so today, she wanted NYPD to suck a fart and suffocate. And there's audio of her. She's bitching about this friend of hers who had this back-to-school event in New York City, and she said that NYPD shut it down. They scared off the principal and shut it down, and she is 100% wrong. No one disagrees either. All the parties involved are saying, NYPD had nothing to do with this. No, they didn't know about it. So, you know, I don't know why she wants him to suck a fart and suffocate.
I look fucked up. I feel like shit. Let's go over there, right there in the corner. So my homegirl Star, she was having a school giveaway in Brooklyn on the 27th. And unfortunately, it got shut down because the NYPD called the school principal of the location that they was having the giveaway and practically scared off the principal and shit, and now the shit got shut down. And I find that shit so fucked up at the NYPD because it's like,
you believe this person is
really
becoming an
kids.
Important commentator
really
for the
so
younger
real.
Set
to help the community.
Does it seem a little ridiculous
to have a fun positive
sad.
Day and you know to benefit the parents with school supplies and many more things?
I feel
and
like I there's some information so missing on this story.
Motherfucking suck a fart and suffocate on it.
There's an update. I didn't see this update.
I kind of like that
That's
one.
That's what I'm talking about.
Suffocate, suck a fart.
So, as y'all can see, I'm getting ready for the Highbridge Back to School giveaway.
Why do you talk that way?
Unfortunately, it got canceled. The NYPD decided to shut it down, supposedly due to safety issues, safety concerns, which I don't understand because
This week I went to two different hoods. I went to two different projects, and everybody was out.
Did you publicize
there was no
it?
Smoke. There was no issue. There was no beep. It was straight positive.
I shut up and show your breath.
So I don't understand how this today would be an issue. But you want to know something? I'm not even gonna say how I feel because it always come back to bite me in the ass. I'm just gonna
you know
go
what the
what
fuck you're talking about.
So whatever. I'm so sorry, guys. We have thousands of school supplies.
Enough.
I tell you what, bitch, come join me. We get a crack rock, get a fifth look, and we can smoke all goddamn night and feel better by daybreak. But we're gonna be some broke bitches.
I can hardly stand to hear her voice for a certain amount of time. Oh my God.
Can't she just give the supplies away anyway?
Yeah, she doesn't have to make fanfare to be there. Out of it.
What does NYPD have to do with giving away school supplies?
Wasn't safe. There's going to be too many people there. That's what I'm kind of joking. I bet you there's way more to this story that we know.
Well, the consensus this morning was that she had her head up her ass and she didn't know what she was talking about. And NYPD were very much blindsided by this. And they were like, what is this event that we shut down?
Exactly. They don't know.
Miley Cyrus and Caitlin Carter were
that sounds hot.
Pretty much having sex in a club,
nice. Good for them.
Making out, humping. Can we get some crotch posts for them? I mean,
they
what
don't
is
want
up?
Crotch posts.
She's like separated for what 6 days now, and she can't not be humping this girl out in public.
Yeah. Get her some scissors. What's the lesbian version of a crotch post?
Scissor me timbers.
A crotch post.
A mound?
I think a crotch post is what they need.
A crotch mound. No, they don't want anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Crotch post is all they need. Anyway, she filed. I think he officially filed.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? Whatever.
Well, that reminds me. We never talked about that story, and then Inside Edition covered it today. We need the alert, Brandon. The porn star that is living in squalor.
Yeah, lives in the tunnels under Las Vegas, the strip.
Yeah.
Wait, they're tunnels?
This is a crystal porno alert!
Ooh la la.
There's some porn coming!
Skanky, disgusting porn is coming soon, Crystal.
Heads up, Crystal!
Oh, fucking shoot!
Her name is Jenny Lee, if you want to pull up.
I love her quote that
some of her work.
I used to be so hot.
I know. Yeah, she's right. She's very self-aware.
She's 37, and she says she's happier being homeless under the tunnels of Vegas. So it seems like it's a win-win.
Good. Okay. Then everyone's happy.
Because people in the porn industry can be notorious a-holes, and she says homeless people are very real, and they're very nice to each other. So happy ending. Kismet for Jenny Lee.
Oh, it's Johnny Sins.
Brandon's excited about the guy in the video.
New day, Johnny.
What's
this
again?
Photo set.
Picture the guy noodling on the guitar.
World famous.
They should come with an interactive thing where Brandon can be Johnny Sims and his dick.
Yeah, and his virtual reality.
Why is there so much space in between?
Where is this chick anyway?
Because it's real.
I was about to ask the same question. Where is this chick?
Our model.
Oh, here she comes.
All right.
Look at that
Holy
gate.
Shit.
How long is it going to be before she sits on this guy?
It moved.
Ooh, 20 seconds. 19, 18,
17, 16. Looks like there might be a little junk in the trunk.
Nice.
Just saying.
Look at that dork smoking a cigar.
That trunk looks a little junky.
The dress looks a little short.
We're in a warehouse and there's only a couch and a chair.
How embarrassing that dress is so short.
I'm here for a photo shoot.
That's why you talk that way.
It's inappropriate.
Yes,
she's inappropriately dressed.
You are.
For a photo shoot, yes.
Jenny, you made it. You're here.
Which one is your guy, Brandon?
You're going to be dazzling.
It's not my guy, but everybody knows who Johnny Sins is.
I don't know who he is.
I've never heard of him before in my life.
Okay, whatever.
The guy with hair or the guy without hair?
The male porn star.
Sins fan.
Dude, Johnny Sins is he's the most famous porn actor in the world right now.
You have a poster of him in your bedroom?
Like 6 years.
He looks like this dude on Married at First Sight.
If Johnny Sins was here, would you get an autograph?
He got a selfie.
Nude.
Not true.
He'd be too embarrassed to ask, but he want one.
So that's her. That's the girl that's now homeless.
We see her in action.
Oh, sorry. Let me skip ahead. I thought you wanted to see the plot.
Don't watch Trudy.
Interesting.
This is boring.
Wow, this is like 25 minutes of.
I don't think
that was nice.
I don't think. Well.
Turn your eyes, Trudy. Here comes Johnny Sins.
All right, I am.
Here comes Johnny Sins. That's the part she'd want to see.
How many seconds was it? Somebody lose track?
It was close to 20.
So it took 18 minutes for them to get into this. So somebody watched 18 minutes of this lead up.
How could she be homeless with skills like that?
I don't know. She says she should be in the top 100 porn stars, but she's number 119, apparently.
Currently,
she's keeping track from the tunnels under Vegas.
Currently, she's like 138. But she's rising because of this story.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to make any money for this?
What do you think of Sin's performance?
Why
is
she hanging on to that lamp? She's going to break that lamp.
I don't think for her to hold on.
Break the lamp.
Is this vintage Sin's?
It's Brandon. I don't know.
Brandon, is it vintage Sins?
Johnny Sins gets to nail them all.
All right, that's enough of this.
Here she is in the tunnel. She is in the tunnel.
Crazy shit going on.
Yeah, boy. Play the TV.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, shit.
The neon lights of the glittering Las Vegas Strip lies a secret world where more than 1,000
people call home. I think she's still pretty. She just isn't wearing any makeup.
They are so down and out, they live in what amounts to a sewer. Now we're learning that one woman who lives here has quite a surprising past.
I like enclosed spaces like that.
36-year-old Stephanie Sidora used to be a famous adult film star. Under the stage name Jenny Lee, she starred in more than 50 movies.
I actually got very famous.
Living here is a far cry from her former life.
She still looks pretty.
I used to be so hot.
It's all yours.
What's it like to live in the Vegas tunnels? Several years ago, I ventured deep inside with photographer Mona Shieldpain. There's no heat or plumbing down here and no electricity. Let's show you what it's like when we turn that on. Now, it's horrifying down here when you realize that it's literally 24 hours of darkness. To create some level of privacy, boxes are stacked to the ceiling. They're not boxes. This separates one apartment from another.
Exactly. It's their wall.
Well,
this couple says
homeless,
they've been married for 12
so
years
much privacy.
And have done their best
That's
to make it a home.
Home.
Are you frightened at night?
Yeah, when I'm by myself, I am.
As for this former adult film star, she tells a Dutch news program that she actually likes living in the city beneath the city.
Everybody's really respectful.
Got a nice place. Look at that. She fixed it up.
I'm happy. You know, I have everything I need.
How about some homeless porn?
Interesting. The storm drainage tunnels were first built in the 1990s.
Brandon, does that exist?
Is there homeless porn?
Homeless porn?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No?
I mean, there might be themes where it's like, hey, I know you're homeless. Do you want to make $20? You know.
Just wondering.
Those people aren't really homeless.
Oh, there's Christie Brinkley. Man,
I was watching. Like like
I saw the Dancing with the Stars people.
She looks good.
She looks so insanely good.
Yeah.
Trudy, what is going on with her?
I don't know, like tons of HGH, I'm thinking.
I was thinking, yeah, she's on like 8 times the HGH we're taking. She's got to be. She looks insane. She's so thin, too. Isn't she thin?
Yeah, well, and then she has lots of money, so she can stay fit. And
like,
spend a lot of time staying fit.
I do. There's a lot of people her age, though, who have lots more money than her that don't look like that.
But that's her business.
She started out with hot privilege.
Yep.
Yes,
she did. Shouldn't she apologize for it?
Her hot privilege?
Let's see. Lamar Odom is on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
So he can give AIDS to somebody. Hannah B. James
who?
Vander. James
Van.
Hannah B.
That's
right. Funny. It said Hannah Brown. I'm like, why isn't who Hannah Brown is?
Shouldn't Tyler be on there or Jed? Or is that the next time?
Oh yeah, they could dance up opposite each other.
Tyler's
dance away from each
Tyler's
other.
Just banging up a storm with Gigi Hadid.
Good.
He is.
Yeah, he's a male model.
They were hanging out with Serena Williams. I'm like what?
He's no Johnny Sins.
James Vanderbeek, Ray Lewis. Great guy, former murderer.
I cannot believe Ray Lewis.
Now on Dancing with the Stars. I know, it's so funny. It's like the murders made him more likable.
Yeah, you're right.
He's flawed.
Hey, he just had blood on his suit.
Yeah, that no one could find.
That no one can find, yeah. Sean Spicer. Kate Flannery from The Office. I love her.
Yeah.
The redhead slut. The slut. Office slut.
Have you seen her lately?
Like, she looks good.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, she
it's
looks
almost
really
like she
good.
Was pretending when she was an actress.
Kel Mitchell, Karamo Brown.
From Keenan and Kel. Karamo Brown, remember we talked about him?
Who is he?
He's from Queer Eye.
Remember we played a video of him outside of GMA getting an autograph?
Oh, yeah.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
I don't even remember why.
The security guard was like, come on, guys, we got to move this along.
No one's ever heard of Karamo Brown. Now we know why they were pushing him so much.
And finally, Mary Wilson of the Supremes.
Yeah.
who also looks very good. She's like 70. She looks great. But I feel bad now, like that Mary Wilson needs a paycheck.
Is she allowed to do this? Because I know Diana Ross probably has got royalties on whatever she does, right?
Mary.
And we'll take that to the bank.
I'm sure Diana Ross is jealous, probably angry. Yeah. But it just bums me out that Mary Wilson has to write a book every 3 years or do this. It's obviously she's scrapping for money. She's on, 11 number one hits, and she, I don't know, just sad.
I know. It is.
What she performs around here sometimes. I know.
Sean Spicer will be out week one, right?
Yeah, I would think
so. For sure.
Usually, though, the first week, people pick the person they dislike the most. Yeah. It has nothing to do with dancing ability.
Well, they got to be bad, too, though.
So Beaks is going to be good, right?
Vanderbeek, they'll dig him.
He's awesome. Who doesn't like James Vanderbeek?
He's okay. He's a good quarterback. What's that? But who else was on Dawson's Creek? Katie Holmes. What happened to Joshua Jackson?
Yeah, I don't know. Michelle Williams.
He did another show afterwards.
Michelle Williams was on it?
Yeah, she was 10F. Mm-hmm. Oh,
wow.
Kate married Tom Cruise.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to hit the boner line, Brandon?
Yeah, here's the boner line.
Hey, Drew, Trudy, Mark, Brandon, Joey.
Hey, girl.
Bonerline, what's poppin'?
Detroit, hello.
Trudy, bands with multiple songwriters. Queen, all four wrote songs.
I think
four,
I mentioned that.
And at least one number one hit, if they not did. Multiple.
Is Freddie Mercury homosexual?
We might very possibly have the very first musical instrument audio separated at birth, with the saxophone played in This Boy's Life. And there's a saxophone in a Nicki Minaj song called Chun-Li.
Did you guys know that Alyssa Milano has a podcast called Sorry, Not Sorry?
Who cares? Just wanted to call and let you know that they are not called mushrooms when they grow in your yard. They are called toadstools.
Really?
A mushroom is something you eat.
I don't want it, but I want to see someone eat it.
Mark, you ignorant slut.
Slut.
For you to say no one has ever been triggered by the term no problem, you're fucked in the head. My dad gets so uptight when he says thank you to someone and they respond no problem, especially within the service industry.
Well, how's Mark supposed to know
that? He gets fucking triggered. I don't know your dad.
Gross.
And it's very embarrassing to everybody.
That's my dad.
I can't believe I didn't think of Big Star before. The first two albums, all of those songs were written by Alex Chilton and Chris Bell.
Okay,
that's
cool.
Right.
Band called The Move.
Oh, yeah.
For Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, Roy.
You had Roy
and
Wood
Jeff.
And Jeff Lynn.
Thank you.
A couple pretty decent songwriters.
Who would you rather nail?
Got a great idea for how you can fix Drew's piece of shit electrical problems in his house with a whole house generator and maybe four battery backups so you lose no functionality whatsoever for your server, for your modem, for your computers, all of that. You're probably looking at like $10,000.
Great.
$10,000.
No fucking way.
Please start playing more porn on the show. I'm having a real tough time jerking it with just you dudes talking about.
Turn it down, Crystal. There's a porn coming.
I was just calling about Mr. David Trump.
Is there anything that I can help you with?
I reject it. I do not believe he is real. He has to be a character.
I couldn't honestly tell you. Take care. Have a good day.
Drew, Chipotle. And 5 minutes later, Alzheimer's? Really?
It is Alzheimer's.
When
it never
Drew
stops.
Was talking about the New World Order and the NWO entrance music started playing, I fucking lost it. Great reference.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Shut those fucking dogs up, for the love of God.
You dick!
I love Walter the booth announcer.
What?
And also my kids love it too, especially in the beginning when he says shit.
I love the Drew and Mac show!
Yeah, this message is for Brandon. I was just at your high school today for work, and I saw your little picture on the wall, class of 2002.
What?
I just want to let you know, man, you look like a giant bitch. Looks like a little pussy. Jesus. That would have beat you up in high school.
You got a fucking problem, bro?
Just wanted to say, Brandon,
Your wife is way out of your league, bro.
Why are you guys bullying me?
The timing of Peter Fonda's death, you guys were talking about Easy Rider. And I'm like, you know what? I've never seen that before. I should check it out. And then Brandon, the millennial, goes and ruins it with a spoiler alert. But I'm a Gen Xer, so I really don't care.
Sorry, sad face.
Say, Brandon, keep farting, man. Keep just sneaking them in there. Sneaking those little Brandon rips. Brandon, keep up the farting. It's the highlight of the show. The farts
Brandon,
are
boner line.
Keep it up. It does not derail the show at all. It adds to the show. I have a conspiracy theory about the show. I don't believe that was Brandon really farting. I think those were all drops. Drew made Brandon play those and take the blame for them because he's worried that Brandon is getting too powerful and becoming the voice of the millennials.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist.
It's been brought to my attention that since I've made it on the boner line twice in the last 2 weeks,
really?
That I've actually made as much of a contribution on the show as Tom Mazzaway.
Damn it.
I love how he oohed himself.
Wow. Are there multiple people who've been on the boner line more than once?
Oh, I assume so. But, I mean, I really don't know. I can't really tell when they come in.
209-66 boner.
It's funny, though. The guy that saw my picture in the high school.
Yeah.
So I didn't choose this photo. I remember when that came out. So every single graduating class of Imlay City High School, there's a big photo on the wall. All down the hallway, going back to like the 30s. So there's one for every year. And I remember looking at mine when it came in, and they used the worst possible picture. I'm trying to look like a badass. I'm like 88 pounds. It's really embarrassing. So I get it when he saw that.
Wait, is that your senior picture?
Yeah, I was probably...
Didn't you choose your senior picture?
No, not for that, no.
What?
I don't know why.
Wait a minute. They sent it in.
What kind of dictatorship did you attend in high school?
Well, in my yearbook, I got to choose, I think. But on that particular one that has every single student, I didn't get to pick that picture.
Didn't your senior picture, didn't you have it taken by an outside photographer?
Yeah, and then they sent in the photo.
Oh, you mean you're posing with the whole class?
No. It's everybody's individual photos, but I guess the companies sent in a picture specifically for that.
I see. And they picked the worst picture of you.
They just picked a really stupid one. I mean, I guess I wasn't that upset about it until about, I don't know, 2 hours ago.
Are you sure they didn't just have only stupid pictures to pick from? So they just picked the best stupid picture they could?
They picked this picture where I look all serious and it looks like I'm almost frowning. I don't know.
Oh.
What Circus Kirkus picture looked like, I wonder.
I'm sure it was great. He was the king of Imlay City.
He had his mom with him.
It's not true.
Sure it looked good.
That was just for one night.
She did his hair.
It's not true. You jealous of his athletic prowess? You should be.
I'm jealous.
He caught a touchdown pass off Joey Harrington once.
Sure.
I'm jealous of the fact that his mom helps him so much.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing.
That was just one night so he could skate and get out of Subway.
I am... You know, there probably are.
My mom would never
that.
Have done that.
I can't imagine going, Mom,
Rosie?
I need to get out of work early. Could you come clean up Subway?
My mom would go, I worked all day.
He's a cool dude.
With a hot ass.
All right. I guess we'll get out of here. And we'll see you tomorrow. And hopefully, who are we trying to reach today besides Peter King?
Trent Bolte.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Bolte. Hopefully we get Bolte on tomorrow.
He texted me back.
He did?
Sweet.
So I texted him. I just said we saw that Chris Watts' Lifetime movie is in the works, and we're wondering if you've been consulted or contacted about the film. And he said, I haven't been able to check my public listed email because I switched from iPhone to an Android, so I can't check my iCloud.
What?
I had a producer from another show get me through social media, and he said they emailed me multiple times, but I didn't see it. I'll have to borrow an iPhone and log on to check my emails.
Text him back.
That's too strange.
Text him back and let's set him up for tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you guys both just hit that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you, Tom.
Yeah.
That drop gets me every time.
All right. Yeah, I'll text him and ask him if we can talk to him tomorrow.
I wonder if he still listens. Do you think?
I don't know. He was listening for a while.
Trent, do you listen?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll follow it. I'll follow it. I'll let it call.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I can't get it.
No.
Yeah. He sounds, his voice is so deep there. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait. He do
that? Oh, that highlight, though.
Oh, try to do that one.
That fucking highlight, though.
I could never do that.
It's a little like vocal fry, Drew.
Yeah. It is. You're right.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. Ah. He's a good dude.
He's cool.
Was I supposed to get out of here?
Yeah, let's get out of here. Paul Financial Hotline shutting down. Click the link, as so many of you are, and fill out the online form. They'll get back to you about saving you money on a refi, or if you want to get a mortgage for your first home, dream home, they'll hold your hand through the whole process. You first-timers, do not be afraid of buying a house. If you can afford it, it's the right thing to do. Something else. Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear Biden's gaffe?
Hilarious. Yeah, about the late 70s?
Yeah, he said, yeah, when RFK and MLK were assassinated in the late 70s.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What is going on? You know, he used to be kind of gaffe-prone back in the day.
Yeah.
But this has been, I don't know, and I like Joe.
That is
generally
one of Trump's best nicknames that he came up with, was Clueless Joe.
Well, saying he lost his fastball was pretty good, too, I thought. Is that what he's calling Clueless Joe?
He has called
Sleepy
him.
Joe.
Well, he has called him Clueless Joe, too.
Clueless Joe is pretty good, like because Shoeless of Shoeless Joe. Joe. Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Because of a 1908 reference?
Yeah, something like that. Trump is alive for Shoeless Joe. Not quite. All righty. Oh, JV and Miguel going after each other for the first time. I can't believe Cabrera's never played against Verlander before.
Yeah, I wonder who's going to get the best of that
And Matt Riley said that the odds he thinks are the worst for a team winning a baseball game ever for the Tigers. He wanted you to check that, by the way.
Oh, really? Because it was minus 450. Well, that was the biggest upset.
It was 540. It was 540 for the Tigers game against JV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll be watching that. Like us on Facebook, please, and rate us on iTunes and Facebook and all the places you can, like Stitcher and Podcast Addict or whoever, and make us ranked really high. Thank you.
Dweller H.
Fireball.
Yeah!